The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
Right now, a pro set 4 minute, and Kissinger's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw deep. A man is wide open. It's caught at the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Jared Spear.
Tonight, the state playoffs begin in Minden as the Whippets battle the St. Paul Wildcats in this C1 opener. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Let's see what Kissinger does. He's going to roll to his right, wants to throw, has time, over the middle, goes to his tight end. Touchdown, Miles Steen. And he was pretty well covered. Steen takes it in for the 11-yard touchdown reception.
Both teams are less than full strength entering tonight's playoff opener. Minden hopes the home field advantage will be enough to advance to Wednesday's second round. It's the Wildcats and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cooper Field in Minden with Doug Duda and Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cooper Field in Minden for KKPR's continuing coverage of the 2010 Nebraska State High School Football Playoffs as the Minden Whippets welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Glad to have you along with us this evening as the Whippets and Wildcats try to advance on to round two of the state football playoffs. And we see that St. Paul comes in 4-4. Minden is 6-2, but most of the teams that these squads have lost to are playing today as well. And we're going to get you some scores right away to get things underway, hear from the coaches, and a whole lot more as we get you ready in the pregame. Let's tell you what's happened so far this afternoon here in C1. Ogallala defeated Sandy Creek 46-0. It was Gordon Rushville over Fillmore Central 28-7. Battle Creek and Grand Island Central Catholic are tied at 7 at the end of the first quarter. Gibbon and Gothenburg will kick off at 7 o'clock. Boone Central and Broken Bow are underway. Ord had an early 14-0 lead over Kimball. That was the last we heard in that ball game. And Pierce 54, Shadron 6. In the East, David City defeated Syracuse 40-6. And we'll give you some of the East a little bit later on as far as most of those games obviously kicking off at either 6 or 7. In Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia on to the next round with a 62-21 win over Bayard. The rest of the games kicking off at 7, including on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic taking on Blue Hill. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton, Ravenna and Chase County both kick off at 7. Tony, you had a score update on the Cambridge ball game as they take on Superior.
Yeah, they've taken a 23-0 lead. And you know what's interesting about Cambridge is Michael Schopp, the first game back. They expect him to get some playing time tonight. Should be interesting to see how he fares after this ball game.
And that might be the same story tonight for St. Paul and Matt Costello, who was out the first quarter of the first game of the season and is suited tonight. We'll see if he plays and how much he does play. Taking a look at some D1 action from earlier today, a shootout, couple of them. Kennesaw defeats Sandhill Stedford 58-42. At halftime, Axtell leads Garden County 24-16. Elgin Pope John and Elgin Public, that's a consolidation, so we'll call them Elgin. They beat Southwest 60-50. In Class D2, Humphrey defeats Silver Lake 66-12. Bertrand was a 59-14 winner over Hayes Springs. O'Neill St. Mary's wallops Wallace 66-0. And those are the scores that we have for you right now. We'll try and get some other updates, including the Pleasanton score here in just a little bit. If you're headed to a ball game or at a ball game, we need your help to pass along all the area scores to all the folks that are listening out there. The Valentino score line, you can text the score at the end of every quarter, or you can call the score in and leave a voicemail, and it will get out to our broadcast teams, and we will pass it along as everyone interested in how their friends, their family, their neighboring towns are doing. That number is 308-646-0506. Tap it in your cell phone. We'd really appreciate it. 308-646-0506. We'll have some updates of games that are underway here in just a little bit for you, so stay with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. But, Daddy, we take a look at tonight's football game. It's teams that have battled through injuries. And for St. Paul, most of their injuries came earlier in the season. For for Minden, it seems like it's a new injury every week.
Yeah, Doug, you know, this time of year, you say whatever, you pick a team. They've all got injuries. It'll be interesting to see. When you see a 3-14, you say, the three teams probably gonna take care of business. Shouldn't be all that close of a ball game. Well, St. Paul comes in at 4-4. They'll disagree with you right off the bat. They say maybe had some selfishness on the team this year, people not wanting to come together. They battled most of the year trying to get through that, but they think they're through it. Now in the last two games, think they're playing much better football, and they're looking ahead, and I think they've got a real shot in this ballgame.
Well, they had to play unbeaten Norfolk Catholic in a non-district game in Week 7, which, again, a quirky with the state. But just if you want to compare things, Minden fans, what happened last week? A bomb in the last minute to beat Grand Island Central Catholic by 4. St. Paul lost to Grand Island Central Catholic by 4 earlier, so that's that one touchdown difference. So there are some common opponents, and we'll see how that all plays out. Both teams also beat Centura earlier this year by virtually the same margin. Warhill from the coaches, Sam Dunn from Minden, and Travis Brilli out of St. Paul, as the New Tech C pregame show continues right here on Classic Hits 98.9 after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Getting ready for the opening round of the C1 playoffs tonight as the Minden Whippets welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. These two schools, for not being in the same conference, starting to develop a rivalry in quite a few sports. Now, football is not one of them, but that could change tonight. And Travis Brulliette, the head coach of the Wildcats, joins us here. And, Coach, your thoughts, I guess, overall on your football team. You saw some great kids coming back. You had some injuries. You had a pretty tough schedule this year. I mean, who gives you Norfolk Catholic when they're not in your district? That's not even fair. But you make the playoffs. Tell me how you like what your team's at right now.
Well, I think we've, you know, like you said, some major injuries. David Prell and Matt Costello, two guys that have started for us at linebacker and the running backs for the last 2 years. So we've had to overcome that, you know, and that Norfolk Catholic game was a tough game for us to get at the seventh game of the year, so that was another challenge for us. But, you know, I think the goal always is for us here to be playing our best at the end of the year, and, you know, I think we're doing that. The Catholic score, you know, may have looked like it was a long ways out of reach, but we played really good in the first quarter and a half and gave up a few mental errors for turnovers that led to some scores, and they kind of got stretched out on us. But we played hard the whole way, and last week we played really well, probably our best game of the year. We played against O'Neill.
Coach, is there a little sense of disappointment, no disappointment? I mean, this is a team that knocked off perennial power Pierce in the playoffs last year, got clipped in that epic 4 overtime game with Shadron that was just an outstanding football game, and you had so many kids coming back. Did you think maybe you'd be better than you were right now record-wise? I guess just a feeling on that.
Well, yeah, we thought maybe we'd get, you know, one or two more wins. The Boone Central and the Ord games, we really didn't play very well. We didn't have a lot of emotion. And, you know, actually our coaching plan I didn't think was probably the best offensively or defensively against those two as well. You know, like I said, the last couple of weeks we've changed up here over the last month, kind of what we're doing on offense and defensively as well. It seems like we do that a lot throughout the year, the last couple of years. But we want to get us a chance in the playoffs to play our best. And, you know, last year that worked out that way, and I think that's kind of what we're hoping happens again this year.
We're talking with Travis Brulliette, head football coach at St. Paul on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, Casey Poss is able to throw that football for you.
have you thrown the ball more this year because of the running back situation, or was that the plan all along?
Well, we usually like to do as much play action as possible, and you know, we kind of forced kind of the old Osborne thing, and when you're forced to pass, you know, a lot of good things don't always happen, and kind of the midway through the year, we were doing a lot more passing, and we weren't quite getting done well in the running game what we wanted to. We're just much better off when we want to throw when we want to throw. You know, last week we only threw eight passes, completed seven of them, but they were all for big gains, big yards. So, you know, we'd rather be somewhere around that, you know, 10-15 range instead of up in that 20 range and throw when we want to.
Looks like one of the kids that, if you're going to be successful, we'll hear a lot about is Derek Barleen. I mean, he does a little bit offensively, he does a little bit defensively, he does a little bit special teams. Tell me about this kid.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks we've had to rely on him a lot more on offense after losing David and, you know, of course, Matt at the beginning of the year. He started off as our fullback in our double wing set and wasn't getting a bunch of carries there. And then we've switched over this last month. We switched more to a spread look and running some more zone scheme, and you know, he's getting a lot more carries on that side. And he's always been real good at defense, outside backer for us on the defensive side. So he's one of the guys that has to play both ways for us. We've got, you know, two or three or four guys that have to play both ways a lot, and the rest of us we're trying to get on one side of the ball and stay some fresh legs.
Yeah, tell me about that. That's a little bit different philosophy in Class C and D when you have the opportunity, and you've got quite a few kids out, but you have the opportunity to not play, you know, eight guys, nine guys, 10 guys, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it's a tough concept, I think, sometimes for, you know, kids and parents and fans alike sometimes to look at. But when you watch film and you break it down and you show them, you know, here's what you look like when you're playing both ways for two or three quarters. Here's what you look like when you're playing on one side. You know, look how much fresher you are, look how much more pop you're getting, whether it's defense or offense. And, you know, if they buy into it, which is tough sometimes because kids want to play, you know, everybody wants to play. But when they buy into it and they realize, you know, it's best for the team, you get a lot of bodies on the field, and everybody gets playing time, it kind of kicks in. So it's kind of a tough concept sometimes, but it seems to work for us when we need it to.
Let's touch on Minden here. They have a pretty basic style, but you've got to be able to stop the run. And then the teams that have really stacked the box, they have shown the ability to throw the ball down the field. Your thoughts on this first round game?
Yeah, you know, first down is going to be big for us. You know, if they get to third and fours, they're just going to run that toss probably two times in a row and try to get a first down on you. So, you know, if we can get them a stop on the first down, I think it's going to be big for us. And, you know, avoid falling asleep because they're going to run that 25, 30 times a game, and the one time you mess up, they're going to get some big yards on it. And our kids should know that because we run that same play. So it's not like they don't know what's happening. So it's just a matter of making sure you consistently are filling the right gaps every single time.
Just another minute with Travis Pruliet, head coach at St. Paul. Let me kind of just take that to the next level. What is the toughest part about playing defense against that type of a wing T offense?
Well, you know, if you don't get it stopped right at that point at contact, you know, all of a sudden you've got six guys, seven guys basically coming through a very small gap, and that, you know, like I say, we do it in practice all the time, so our guys know it. It's, if you get it stopped, there's, you know, you force teams to do something they don't want to do, but if you don't get it stopped, you're going to see four quarters of it, and that clock's going to run, and you're not going to get as many plays on offense, so you're going to have to, you know, we definitely know we got to get that play stopped and then make them go to some other things.
Do you think that you have an advantage, or where do you see an advantage in your game that maybe Minden will have some problems with?
Well, hopefully we can cause them some problems with our spread on the offense. You know, and then on defensively, we're going to try and do a couple different things. You know, Coach Rouser's always got something that's a little bit different than most teams do. So we'll try to do as much different things as we can to cause some mix-ups in their blocking schemes.
That would not surprise me one bit that Coach Rother would have a few things to mix it up. Always great to talk with you, Travis. Best of luck in the football game here tonight, and we'll wish you the best of luck once again. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for the coverage.
That's the head football coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Travis Pruliet. And when we come back, we'll talk with Sam Dunn of the Minden Whippets. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com. Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, talking with Sam Dunn, the head football coach at Minden. And Coach, first, wow, what a game last week. Congratulations on the district championship and one of the heart stoppers of the year.
Yeah, you know, thanks for your coverage again, Doug. And that was quite the game last week. I've been involved in coaching in 25 years, and I'd have to go back a long time to look to see a game that, you know, I was involved in that came down to basically the last play for us and the ability to win it and made it even sweeter winning the district title.
I guess two things. It's a great play, but it's also surprising that that's the only completed pass in the ball game. Seeing as the games we've seen, when you do want to throw it, you have had some success. Was that something Central Catholic was doing, or were you just having that much success on the ground?
Well, we were running the ball pretty well, and I guess my assistants kept telling me, don't change a good thing. If we're running, picking up 4 or 5 yards, go ahead and keep to it. And then, you know, we'd get in a position where it was a must pass. And I think Central Catholic did a nice job of preparing and scouting us, and so had an idea about where we want to throw the ball. So it was kind of a combination of both us kind of, being dictated to throw the ball and then them knowing where we wanted to throw it. So wasn't one of our more productive nights, but we'll sure take the win.
Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We just talked with Coach Brouillette. They're banged up. Some of that happened well before the season, so they're in good shape here as far as kids getting snaps. You have some depth, and boy, you're going to be required to use it. You lose a lot of running backs, another one last week in Ethan DeLate, but yet, as you just said, you were still able to run the football. What's the status with some of your kids, and how does that change the way you approach the game against St. Paul tonight?
Well, we if we do have any nice depth, it is in our running back position. We have Jared Spear that will step up and spell us a little bit tonight, and Jared is extremely fast. He's got the chance once he turns his corner to get down the field pretty well. He's the individual that caught our game-winning pass last week, and so, I guess it's nice to have somebody to plug in there, but you know, we're down to about 30, 32 healthy bodies and just trying to hang on, get good practices, get quality snaps and get ourselves prepared for the games.
Let's talk about the opponent tonight in St. Paul. What sticks out in your mind about them?
That's a solid team. They're well coached, Doug. You know, every year those guys are right in the thick of things. They've got good size up front. I'm sure that'll be a concern to us. And they return some kids with some playing experience. So their running game is solid. And with the pause kid at quarterback, their passing game is solid too. So pretty intrigued in watching those guys and seeing where we want to attack.
I'm sure you guys have that X'd and O'd by now. Who do you see maybe defensively having an advantage tonight, or at least needs to have a big game if you're going to slow down St. Paul?
Well, our linebackers, obviously got a flow to the football, but it all starts in the trenches there, and our defensive line got to do a nice job getting some penetration, getting some slowdowns and some stops there. So that's what we're counting on is hopefully we can get some pressure behind the line with our down linemen and allow our linebackers to flow freely to the ball.
Coach, not like you're not scoring points, but the offensive production has been down the last 3 weeks. Is that the level of competition? Is that the injuries? Is it something else?
Well, I would say it's probably a combination of both. You're playing a team that's third in the state, the number one seed in the East in Milford, that's a pretty quality team. We were talking the other day, the least we've scored in a game is 21. I realize the defense put one on force against Milford, but, quality and Grand Island Central Catholic, also very good football team. They were able to be rated earlier in the year, and so, they're a good team. And we just got to do some things and get back to our original game plan and you know, outscore our opponent by one is fine with me.
Head football coach at Minden, Sam Dunn, with us for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, you mentioned trying to get through things here and still able to run the ball. Let me go back to it real quickly. Derek, throwing the ball, is there something that we will see tonight against St. Paul differently, or are you going to take what the game has? Does Derek have to throw the ball more
well,
this week?
We think any time now with 32 teams remaining, Doug, that it's got to be a nice mix. You know, we can't get into situations like we got ourselves into last week with Grand Island Central Catholic, where we were 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. Those are predictable passing downs, and when you're in situations like that, you know they can load up with a blitz or they can extra man you in the secondary. And so, you know, that we know that that's important that we come out and have good plays on our first and second downs and give us manageable third downs.
Coach, it's media guys like us that have to bring this up, but the Whippets, although making the playoffs a lot, haven't been able to advance in the playoffs. Does that become a bugaboo? Is that something that the kids know about? What do you do about that?
Oh, yeah. It's guys like you, isn't it? 25 years, they tell me. You know, I guess when I first came here, it was a big goal for me to get to the playoffs, and, you know, we're hoping that one of these years we break that and get things going in the right direction and get some wins in the playoffs. You know, I think this year's team has the talent and the determination, and so, you know, we'd like to hope that what we've done so far in the season will carry us through with a good draw here in the playoffs and give us a chance to break that hex, I guess.
Well, let's see if we can get that turned around here tonight. Sam, we wish you and the Whippets the best of luck and looking forward to a great football game. And somebody's going to get healthy in advance on after tonight. The best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's Sam Dunn, the head football coach in the Minden Whippets, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And we will be back to Cooper Field with the starting lineups right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time for your starting lineups. Brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. Here are your offensive starters. First off for St. Paul at center, number 56, 241-pound senior, Jordan Kossler. The left guard is number 57, 154-pound junior, Quentin Marvica. And the right guard is number 60, 207-pound senior, Dan Luck. At tackle, your left tackle, number 71, 265-pound junior, Michael Duster. And the right tackle, number 78, 244-pound senior, Sean Wysocki. At tight end, number 8, a 158-pound senior, Devin Sokol. And number 11, a 147-pound senior, Derek Holt. The wideout is number 15, a 142-pound junior, Tanner Kolar. The fullback, number 23, a 160-pound senior, Derek Barlean. The I-back, number 5, a 140-pound junior, Brady Townsend. And at quarterback for St. Paul, number 3, a 164-pound senior, Casey Fox. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Travis Brouillette, assisted by Jess Rother, Mike Sack, and Eric Sell, with Doug Voigt and Daryl Teeter. They come in at 4-4 on the season. Wins over Broken Bow in a magical last-second play on opening night. Centura, Central City, and O'Neill. Their losses coming to Grand Island Central Catholic, Ward, Boone Central, and Norfolk Catholic. Now for the Minden Whippets. At center, number 54, 195-pound senior, Luke Pieper. At the guards, number 51, 200-pound junior, Trevor Keene. At number 60, 180-pound senior Jake Myers. The tackles, number 56, 205-pound junior Jeremy Johnson. And number 52, 220-pound junior Christian Schwenka. The wingback, number 5, 165-pound junior Carson Bloom. And number 40, 180-pound junior Jack Rafferty. The fullback is number 43, 175-pound senior Bryce Lewis. At tight end, number 8, a 185-pound senior Miles Steen. And number 87, a 160-pound senior in Chris Grams. Quarterback is number 15, Derek Kissinger, a 160-pound junior. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden, go Whippets!
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. As we went to the national anthem, didn't tell you that Minden was 6-2 on the season. Coached by Sam Dunn, assistant Shannon Lovin, Don Miller, Aaron Martin, and Rick Cremoso, along with Brad Erickson and Ryan Watovic. For Minden, their two losses coming on the last second field goal to Gothenburg and to Milford, who's unbeaten and the number one seed in the East in C1. Their wins over Fairbury, Fillmore Central, Centura, Sandy Creek, Gibbon, and Grand Island Central Catholic. Starting line is brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and your community bank. Investing in assets locally, making decisions locally, and taking the time to know you at Five Points Bank. Let's take a look at the injury situation brought to you by the fine folks at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They'll get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and right here in Minden. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. And, Tony, unfortunately, some key injuries for both teams.
Well, we start with the visitors, the Wildcats of St. Paul. They're without number 33, David Trell, tonight. He's out with a leg injury. Number 52, Zach Rasmussen. Did something with a tendon in his knee. He's a 194-pound sophomore. And a freshman, Jared Lucas Savage, out with a shoulder injury tonight for St. Paul. For the Minden Whippets, he's in delay. There's the key injury for Minden. He is out with a knee injury. Lane Blankenbaker, another 170-pound senior that would see a lot of time tonight, out with an ankle injury. And Jared Sanford, out with a knee injury. Those are all the injuries we have to report tonight, Doug.
That's too many for this time of the year, unfortunately. And the injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an accident once in a while. So you might sustain it during the game. You might sustain it at home. Your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back in the game of life. And there's one near you right here in Minden, along with Kearney, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Franklin, and Lexington. If you have an oops, tell your doctor you went Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Minden will get the ball first. They're wearing the purple uniforms and the white trim, the traveling white and gold for St. Paul. St. Paul will move from north to south. Minden will, of course, go from south to north. What breeze there is will be at Minden's back. It's a crisp day or night, but sure a beautiful day. It's football weather, and the C1 playoffs on KKPR about ready to kick off. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we'll have the opening kickoff next.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda with you back here at Cooper Field in Minden. A big thank you, as always, to the many fine sponsors from Minden, St. Paul, and the entire area as we bring you playoff football. And, Tony, you played quite a few playoff games. What's it like when you get on the field for that first playoff game?
Well, you know, usually in the playoffs, when you're one of those higher seeds, you really feel confident because you've got an overmatched team and you're going to take care of business. I'm not sure that's the case tonight. I think both these teams come out with a little nervous energy, and hopefully we'll see who settles down first. I think that's going to be real key in this ballgame.
St. Paul coach, defensive coordinator, I should say, Jess Rother, telling me the last time they played is when St. Paul had the undefeated season and went 9-0, and that's just a handful of seasons ago. Minden trying to get into the second round of the playoffs for the first time in 25 years. So a big task tonight. The kick is away. It's a squib kick here. It'll be picked up by Minden at the 15-yard line. On the right side, 20, a little room, 25, and up to the 28, the 29, and stretch the ball out to the 30-yard line. And carrying the football is Ryan Cremosta. You're going to see some different guys, maybe in special teams, and as we heard, without Ethan DeLate and without Lane Blankenbaker. I mean, Blankenbaker was leading rusher. Then he went out. They had to bring in DeLate. Now he's out. For St. Paul, Matt Costello, coming into the season, was the stud. Went out in the first quarter of the first game. And then David Prohl took over, and now he has went out of the ball game as well. Huge game. Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, is here to scout some of the studs that are strapping it up here tonight. So great to see the coach. I expect he'll come in and ask if Tony has any eligibility remaining. A little different look here on first down. They actually go to an I formation for Minden, and back to pass. Kissinger, a little swing pass, is complete out to the 35, breaking a tackle and being pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line is Jared Spear, and that's going to be enough for a Minden first down. And Tony, Coach Sam Dunn said, we want to run it, but we also know tonight to be able to advance to the playoffs, we're going to have to let Derek Kissinger help us out a little bit. They completed one pass last week. They've already done that here tonight.
Yes, Kissinger's only thrown 44% of his passes for completions this year. And we saw him on a great night earlier in the year when he had one heck of a night. So it can be hot and cold, but a good start for the Whippets.
Well, they're not in that wing T. It's I formation, more of a pro set. Toss sweep right side, Bloom. And he's upended, coming right through there to knock him down is Derek Barline. You're going to hear about him as the fullback, but this is what I was interested to see. Tyler Roan is the leading tackler on this team, but right there, Derek Barline comes through and spills Carson Bloom, a dangerous running back for no gain.
Yeah, Barline and Roan, neither one a real big kid. Roan listed 138 pounds, where Barline's listed 160 pounds as a senior. So they'll be flying around with the football, though.
Minden with the football here, staying out of the I formation. Deep back is Bloom. They will give it to the fullback this time, and Bryce Lewis will get some positive yards, but be short of the 45. Get to about the 44. It's going to be a gain of 4 and bring up third down and 6.
Well, Doug, one of their other leading tacklers, number 60, Dan Luck, is right up there on the bottom of that pile, too. Him and White Saki, you'll hear that name a lot. He is number 78 up there, 244 pounds of him and a senior.
We will update you on some of the scores. Don't forget, Giltner Dorchester is right now on the breeze, 94.5. Blue Hill Cardi Catholic, ESPN, 1460, 1550. Kissinger, short drop, throws up in the middle, it's intercepted. St. Paul, 50, 45, up to the 40, and trying to find more yardage is Tyler Roan. And Roan, the leading tackler, takes it to the 37-yard line. It was a simple little, I thought it was going to be a pop pass. It was more of a tight end slant, but only about 7 yards down the field, and it is intercepted.
Yeah, they're looking for the receiver right across the middle. Roan just standing there in his zone coverage, hits him right in the chest. Real easy pick that time. Ill-advised pass by Kissinger.
He looked, and Roan picks it off, and he's going to take it to the Minden 38-yard line. And first down and 10 here for St. Paul, so this is what they're looking for. Casey Poss loves to throw it. They come out in four wide. Paas, a very good athlete. He'll take it, and he is going to hand it off to his fullback, and nothing doing there for Derek Barlane. He barely, in fact, he didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down of 11.
Yeah, Barlane, with Pearl being out, he is the leading rusher on this team. But entering this game, only 278 yards on the ground this year.
I mean, it had the right idea, but they turn it over on just the fourth snap of the football game, and it'll be second down at 11 now for St. Paul. Paas now sends twins to the left side. Big tight end on the left side, not down to the three-point stance. And Barlane not going to keep it. It's going to be Paas off the left side, gets into the secondary. 30, 25, first down. Sideline, 20. He's going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 20-yard line at the 17.
Yeah, all the way down the field. That's number 47 for the Whippets. There's 44, Paul Carlson. He's about the third leading tackler on this Whippet team, followed by Bryce Lewis and Jack Rafferty. They're all three right up there. Bryce Lewis leads the way, though.
I'm surprised Paas didn't have more yards rushing than what he has because he's such a good athlete. You see it right there. First down and 10 at the Minden 18-yard line, opening 2 minutes of the ball game, and it's going to be an inside handoff. Nice tackle to not let him go anywhere. Set the wing back in motion and tripping up Brady Townsend, who was lined up as the wing back for no gain.
Yeah, it's Bryce Lewis right there. Good job by him reading that thing from the start of the snap.
Well, both teams coming out showing something a little different. And St. Paul, after the interception, in the red zone, second down and 10. Paas stays out of the shotgun, and he's going to keep it himself again after faking the fullback dive. Left side across the 10, and he's got the first down, pushed out of bounds near the 6.
Doug, they've really identified something on film that they really liked on the left-hand side. Paas ran that play twice, both very successful attempts have been for big yardage and two first downs.
You're going to mark the ball at the 6. St. Paul does not take very long here. And it is first and goal here for the Wildcats. Barlane to the backfield, still three wideouts, and Paas out of the shotgun, calls the count, takes it, and he is going to hand it to Barlane off the right side. Not much there. Leans forward, might have got to the 5, a gain of 1.
Yeah, the line just swallowed him up. There were a lot of purple jerseys around the ball. He has a no-huddle, something maybe catching, and Minden tries to substitute people in. Miles Steen comes in, out goes Landon Lemke.
Now they do get it done here. Second and goal at the 5. Paas, shotgun, takes the snap, man in motion, wants to run option left side. He's going to keep it and get to the 4 and be wrapped up there. On top of it, Jack Rafferty.
Yeah, Rafferty's doing a good job of getting in there and making sure. That's one place you don't want the guy to fall forward for 2 extra yards. He knows how critical it is right now.
So it's third down and goal. The ball just inside the 5, didn't even really make the 4. We'll call it third and goal from the 5-yard line. 8:15 to go, first quarter, scoreless. Minden threw an interception on their opening possession. And let's see what the Wildcats can do here on third and goal. Ball on the far hash near the St. Paul bench. Paas with the 3 wideouts and Barlane behind him. Man in motion, fakes it to him. Paas wants to throw under pressure. Going left, he's under pressure, needs to get rid of it. An underthrown pass that is caught. Just kind of shoveled it out there, but just gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Doug, Paul Carlson just blasted him as soon as he caught the ball. That was one of those jump passes you see Tim Tebow try and do on purpose, but that was not on purpose.
No, he was scrambling. He actually avoided the sack somehow back at the 15-yard line. And St. Paul is going to line up and try an extra, a field goal. Isaac Stone is the holder. And trying the field goal is Destin Somke. The snap good from the left hash. The kick is away. There's not much on it. It hit the crossbar, and it is no good. It was only about a 20-yarder, and we have a flag. Tony, there is a flag.
Well, they're talking it over with the kicker. The kicker was on the ground, and I think you got an interesting call coming up here.
A few St. Paul kids are coming back onto the field. And let's see what our referee's going to tell us. Roughing the kicker on Minden. And I believe, Tony, it's just going to be half the distance to the goal,
correct.
So it'll still be fourth down. So it'd be running into the kicker, apparently, because roughing's a personal foul.
Right. And an automatic first and 10.
Yeah. So now what does St. Paul want to do? The ball gets moved to the 2.5-yard line. And you can see that was not very pretty on the field goal attempt. That was only about a 20-yard field goal attempt. The ball was marked at about the 10, maybe it was the 15-yard line, a 25-yard attempt. And now St. Paul's not sure what they want to do. So a timeout on the field, 7:14 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless in Minden and back after this on Classic Hits.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an AgriNational agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you here at Minden, where a fourth and goal at the two-yard line is coming up for St. Paul after Minden ran into the kicker on the missed field goal attempt. And they are going to go for it now, not line up for the field goal. So fourth and goal just outside the two. Devin Sokol to the left. They've got Tanner Kolar to the right. And Poss this time is under center with two backs. He fakes it, rolls to his right. It's a quarterback keeper the whole way, lowers his shoulder, and he is in the end zone, touchdown. Late signal. It looked like he got in, but nobody wanted to put their arms up. And St. Paul's on the board.
Yeah, I don't know. Minden coaches are not happy about something, Doug, but his whole body was in the end zone, wasn't it? It looked that way from here. He just took on two tacklers, like you said, and just used his power and his athleticism, got him into the end zone.
Now let's watch the extra point here. So the field goal wasn't pretty. Let's see what they do on the extra point. Destin Somke will try the extra point. Snap good, placement good. The kick, oh, that's a lot better. If that would have been the field goal, he shows his leg there. So the kick is good. It was 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-0 in favor of St. Paul. We'll be right back.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and St. Paul. 7:09 to go first quarter. St. Paul's on the board first, 7-0. Tony, some other playoff scores.
Cambridge Trojans taking a 29-14 lead over Superior. That's at the half. Mullen 42, SEM 12 in the third quarter. Ord 27, Kimball 7 late in the fourth. Overton 20, North Central 7 at the half. Many people expected that to be worse. Humphrey St. Francis 54, Lawrence Nelson 0 after 3. Friend 42, Hardington 14. That is a final.
Our Valentino scoreline brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Carry out available, delivery as well in Kearney. Valentino's North 2nd Avenue. St. Paul ready to boot it away here with Destin Somke. Really kind of a squib kick the first time. This one a little more air under it. And running up to take the ball at the 11-yard line, here come the Whippets. 15-20. Jared Spear had no blockers. He's trying to break tackles as he stood up at the 21 and brought down there. I think he ran away from what was set up there, Tony. They probably had a return right set, and he didn't like what he saw, came left, and it was 1-on-5.
Yeah, the first man there was Brady Townsend. He wraps him up, and then three or four white jerseys decide, why not make a pile out of this deal, and they pound him right into the ground.
A 38-yard drive after the Tyler Roan interception. Then the missed field goal, but running into the kicker gave him another chance, and Casey Poss took it in from two, and now Minden gets back to what we always see, that wing tee. And here's Jack Rafferty off the left side, comes to the right side. He's going to get up to the 24-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 2.5.
A good job of getting hats to the ball. That's what St. Paul wants to do. Now they say their base defense is a 44. If they get a compact group, they can run into a 53. These things are very multiple, move a lot of people in and out. That's one of the strengths of this team, to keep people fresh.
All 11 guys are within about a yard and a half of the line of scrimmage. They always move one guy in motion. This time it's Bloom, and they give it to him. He'll come from the right to left and absolutely gets nowhere. And a penalty flag at the end of the play.
Well, Wysocki wraps him up and brings him down, but somebody gets a hand on a face mask, and that's a real easy call. Officials right there.
Bloom didn't get anything but a face mask penalty. We'll move the ball a little forward, so instead of it being second at about 9, it's going to be second down at about 4. It's a 5-yard face mask penalty.
But if you're Minden, it certainly opens up your playbook again, because right there you give up that down and distance on third and long, you're just pretty limited in your play calling.
South Loop taking care of Clearwater today, 55-14 at last check. Grand Island Central Catholic was up 21-14 right before the half, taking on Battle Creek. Second down and 4 now. Man split out wide to the right, I formation. Give it to the fullback. That's Lewis, and nowhere to go. Got to the line of scrimmage. That's it. Great job so far by the line of St. Paul and Tony there. Pretty big. Yeah, that's what Minden noticed. They are bigger along the line than Minden is.
Yeah, Sean Wysocki right there again for this Wildcat defense. He's the first man there. Then the linebacker Jordan Kosler comes in at 240 pounds. And finish him off. Well, Kosler's up on the line right next to Wysocki, but those two guys, just big, powerful guys.
Third and 4 now for Minden at their own 29-yard line, and back to pass. Kissinger has time, rifles it out there on a fly pattern for Spear. He's behind the defense, and he's got it at the 45, the 40, and tripped up at the 38-yard line. Jared Spear.
Well, Doug, he got behind him, like you mentioned, and it was Brady Townsend down there on the coverage. I believe that's number 5 out there. And he just got beat a little, probably one of those give and goes, and Kissinger just throws the ball up. Spear goes and makes a play on it.
33 yards, and a Minden first down back into St. Paul territory. They'll mark it at the 39-yard line. 5:25 to go here and counting in the first quarter. St. Paul 7 and Minden nothing on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Lewis, Rafferty, and Bloom in the backfield. And St. Paul jumps. Offside. I call it mini motion for Minden. I mean, it's not really motion. They just kind of stand up and start creeping down the line, expecting to see the ball. And that time, St. Paul wasn't watching the ball. They were watching the man, and an offside penalty will bring up 1st and 5.
Well, Doug, that's maybe in these close ball games why your team's 4-4, because of the lack of focus in situations like that.
Yeah, the face mask, it could have been 3rd and 9. Instead, it gave them opportunities, and they went deep and took advantage. Now it's 1st and 5. Kissinger to pass. Oh, he's got big time trouble, and he is sacked. With the sack, Tyler Rohn back at the 45. Tony, for a minute there, I thought he was setting up with all the max protect. Then it looked like a screen, and it went from having everybody blocked to two guys coming through. St. Paul brought the house and sacked him back. They'll officially mark it at the 43-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 10.
Yeah, nothing Kissinger could do. Rohn was in the backfield. Nobody touched him that time. Kissinger just turns around. Uh-oh, he's right on me.
It's 2nd down and 15 at the 44 of St. Paul. Kissinger in the shotgun, looking right the whole way. Goes to the sideline, and it is complete to Bloom at the 1st down.
Oh.
No, they say he's out of bounds. He caught the ball, but they say that he is out of bounds. They ran Spear just about 3 yards underneath him. Everybody thought it was going to Spear, and Bloom snuck in there out of the slot back position, caught it, but apparently was out of bounds. It'll be 3rd and 15.
Yeah, I don't know the exact play there, obviously, Doug, but it looks like maybe they wanted those receivers a little bit better spacing on the outside. So along with them, there were 2 defenders right there with them. Well-placed ball by Kissinger, though.
4 wideouts to each side. Kissinger out of the shotgun, takes the snap on 3rd and 15. Has time. Now does it. Now sack. And he is trying to get away, and he will not get away. Lost the ball, and they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. They're going to say it's an incomplete pass. And, Tony, if it's going to be an incomplete pass, it probably needs to be a flag for intentional grounding.
Well, no, Bryce Lewis, Doug, number 43, he had a guy right at his feet. I think that's what he saw when he flipped the ball out there. That's kind of one of those Brett Favre ill-advised deals you see. He tried to, you know, make sure that he got it up around somebody's feet, and it was Lewis right there. So I think it was a good no call by the officials.
So Jack Rafferty now has to punt it away. Ball spotted at the St. Paul 44-yard line on 4th down and 15. Snaps a good one. One man really rushing, and a high kick that is going to be let go, and it bounces at the 10, the 5, and into the end zone. In fact, I think St. Paul's receiver They ran into each other. The ball hit him because he chased it down to the end zone and jumped on it with Spear in pursuit. But it's a 44-yard punt into the end zone for a touchback, and it's going to be first down and 10 at the 20. 4:04 to go, first quarter, St. Paul 7 and Minden nothing.
Yeah, it's one of those first touching deals where even had Minden got on it, I think it would have been one of those no harm, no fouls deal. Doug Loomis has taken a 7-0 lead over Medicine Valley. In Pleasanton, here's a much closer game than anybody expected. 32, North Central 26.
Pleasanton's playing Stewart.
Oh, Stewart, excuse me.
First down and 10 for St. Paul. They scored on the first possession they had after getting an interception by Tyrone. Now they spread it out again, three wide to the right, one to the left, and Barley into the backfield with the pass. Just a quick little swing pass to Townsend. He makes one man miss. Now it's to reverse field, and he is tripped up and down he goes. And Cremosa was the one that tripped him up there. They were trying to make a lot more out of that than they wanted to. It was going to be a catch it and then go misdirection instead of a hand it off to him. And it's going to be a loss of about four on the play, and it's going to be second down and 14.
Yeah, Cremosa gets a hand in there and trips him up, and then Rafferty was right there making sure it went no further.
So second and 14. Looks like a shotgun all night here for St. Paul. Pass turns. He's going to hand it to Barley. Has a little hole over the left side. Gets to the 20 and crashes forward to the 25-yard line. So he got more than half of what he needed, and it's going to be third down at about six.
Another, that's the first time, that inside handoff's done much. They've got around the outside of the left end with Post a couple times that have been good positive yards and picked up first downs on them, but that was just right over the right guard, left guard, excuse me.
At the end of one quarter, Gothenburg 3, Gibbon nothing. On the other side of this bracket, Boone Central 21-0 over Broken Bow at the half. That's a surprise. Third and six right now for St. Paul. And it's going to be Poss faking the handoff, wants to throw, looking left, one on two, down the field for Sokol, and it is incomplete for Devin into double coverage, and it'll be a punting situation for St. Paul.
Now we're late in the first quarter here, and no sign yet of number nine, Matt Costello, who they thought heading into the season was going to be the workhorse for the Wildcats. The second time, Doug, you mentioned the open, the second time he touched the ball, broke a bone in the ankle, and he has been out until tonight when they expected to get him on the field and give him a go.
The good thing is he is a junior, so he'll be back next year, but he was one of the captains here tonight, and I was watching it. I mean, he already had the juices going. He could hardly breathe. The sweat was beating up on his head. He's 218 pounds, but it'd be hard for him to do too much because when you got a busted up foot, hard to stay in shape. It's going to be a rugby punt here by Poss, and he must have kicked it right off his toe. It didn't even make it to the line of scrimmage.
He kicked it in the back of Wysocki. Number 78 went right off the top of his shoulder pads and out of bounds.
A huge break here for the Minden Whippets. That ball might have got a little roll after it. It hit him, and he's going to get a lot more than I thought here. They're going to say that it rolls up to the 40-yard line. So it's a punt of about 14 yards. I thought it was going to be more like four. And Minden will take over in St. Paul territory at the 40-yard line, first and 10. They hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Kissinger to Bloom. He's going to come from the right to the left, and he gets to the linebackers at the 35 to the 33-yard line, a gain of seven.
That's some great running by Bloom, Doug. He drops his shoulder. There are two white jerseys there. They end up on their backs, and he goes forward. Great job, Carson.
Well, we could tell early on when they threw the little swing pass and when they're trying to throw the ball a little bit, they don't necessarily want to run it right between the tackles like they're used to doing because they know St. Paul has been stuffing them there. It's second down and three at the cap, 33-yard line, back to an I formation. This time they will run it up the middle, and a little bit of a hole there for Rafferty. He's got the first down, all kinds of penalty flags. As he's across the 30 to the 28, St. Paul stripped the ball, but they'll blow it dead. Alex Kostler came out of the pile with it. And let's see what this is going to be. We've had a face mask, but this could be a hole because the way the pile was going down.
I think it's got to be another face mask, Doug, or all those flags going in right at the point of attack.
That's exactly what it is. So it's going to be a five-yard gain there for Jack Rafferty and another Minden first down. And it appears that it'll be another five-yard face mask. They did not indicate personal foul, so that'll move the ball to the 23-yard line, first down and 10.
Doug, a couple scores for you. Given 0. Gothenburg is taking a 10-0 lead over Gibbon. Ashland Greenwood 7. Columbus Scotia 0 after one quarter. Giltner 14. Dorchester 0 after the first quarter. Also Alma 13-0 lead over Shelton early in that one.
Middle of the first, Blue Hill 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. That is on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. First and 10 Minden, they're down 7-0. Late first, here's a draw play. They'll give it to Bryce Lewis, and he is going to be wrestled backwards. Quinn Brulliette among those in on the tackle. Also in on the tackle that time was number 35, Austin Schulte.
Yeah, that goes back to the old Minden playbook, doesn't it? Just straight ahead. Hey, we'll lull you to sleep with this one, and then we'll fool you with one of our fakes down the road. That's one thing they were really concerned with on that St. Paul. One, just about the time you don't follow somebody out that gets a fake normally, he's got the ball and he's behind you. With everybody so compact to that line, he's off for the races.
Lewis gets 2 to the St. Paul 22. 1:10 to go first quarter. St. Paul 7-0. Back to the wing tee. Kissinger gives it to the motion man from right to left, and Spear was lined up there, and he'll get across the 20 to the 18, a gain of 4. And it'll be 3rd and 4.
Cody Berman comes all the way from the backside of that play, big number 63. He's listed at 208 pounds on your roster. He's a senior.
I imagine if they're going to put Spear in the backfield, you got to expect he's going to get it most of the time. And he's lined up as a wing back again, 3rd and 4. That's a St. Paul 18. Kissinger going to give it to Bloom around the right side. Good block and maybe a hold. He gets to the 15, to the 10, and he should have the first down. No hold. Good block, Trevor Keane.
Like you said it. He got that guy right on his heels. He did. It's not like he blew him up and knocked him all the way down, but it was enough to get him on the heels, and they got to where they needed to go to move the chains.
So it'll be first down and 10 at the St. Paul 12 with 28 seconds to go, and Minden's ready to go as they get up to the line of scrimmage. Spear is on the left wing back, Rafferty the right wing back, and Lewis is the fullback. Kissinger going to hand it to his fullback, Lewis, and Lewis was swallowed up after he got to the 10, a gain of 2, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. It's C1 State Football Playoff action on Classic Hits 98.9, and after a Tyler Road interception on the opening drive of the game, a 38-yard drive capped off by a Casey Foss 2-yard run. That's your score. St. Paul 7, Minden nothing, but the Whippets will have it 2nd and 8 at the Wildcat 10 when we come back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agronational agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back at Cooper Field in Minden. Starting the second quarter, St. Paul 7, Minden nothing. It is 2nd and 8 Whippets at the Cat 10. Tony, a couple of finals, a couple of scores, one final.
Donovan 7, Sutton 0 at the end of the first quarter. Sergeant 14, Loup City 0 late in the first quarter. Here's the final for you. Axtell has advanced, 44, Garden County 38.
Ball on the right hash as we start the second quarter. Back of the wing tee, Kissinger swiveling the hips, trying to get some motion. He'll give it to Bloom, trying to run to the wide side. St. Paul's ready for him. A minimal gain gets between the 9 and the 8. We'll give him 2. It'll be 3rd and 6 at the 8.
Also, area fans interested in Eustace Farnham is taking a 13-0 lead over Anselmo Myrna in the first. That, of course, will be the team that Bertrand, advanced earlier today, will face in the second round should they go on and win.
All the scores, stats, and more at the half right now. A big down here. Third, we're actually going to call it 7 to go here. Man in motion leaves him a single back, and Kissinger wants to throw. It's going to be an underneath pattern, and it is caught. Craig Driver, but I don't think he's got the first down. A quick slant. Driver is going to be short of the first down at the 3. They need to get to the 2. He's at about the 3.5-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5. We'll call it 4th and 2.
That's the driver's ninth catch on the year. Ties him with Carson Bloom for leading reception with this team. But now a real decision to be made, and Sam Dunn wants to think about it.
Well, a timeout will be taken here, and so Derek Kissinger, who is the kicker, could line up and maybe fire away about a 21-yard field goal, but instead a timeout. 11:03 to go here in the first half of play. St. Paul leads it by a score of 7-0. Earlier today, advancing on in Class C1, Ogallala defeated Sandy Creek 46-0. Gordon Rushville beat Fillmore Central 28-7. Pierce over Shadron 54-6, and David City beat Syracuse 40-6. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Bayard 62-21. Elgin beat Southwest 60-50. Kennesaw over Sandhills Thetford 58-42. O'Neill St. Mary's beat Wallace 66-0. Bertrand over Hayes Springs 59-14. And Humphrey eliminated Silver Lake 66-12. Don't forget A and B tomorrow. We will have Kearney, Omaha, Creighton Prep at 7 tomorrow night. And Minden is going to go for it on 4th-and-2. Wing T on the left side, Bloom in motion. They toss it to him. He follows his blockers on the right side. He's going to have the first down, and he is going to be into the end zone. Touchdown, Minden. Oh, they just pushed St. Paul back for one, maybe the second time all night long. They stood him up on the right side, and Bloom just laid on their back and followed him into the end zone. Great job there by the offensive line. They pulled the left guard, got him all the way over there, and it's going to be a 4-yard touchdown. And the extra point now for Kissinger to try and tie it.
Wonderful, wonderful job of patient running, because once he hit a wall, it's been easy to go down.
The kick is high, the kick is long, and it is good. So with 10:56 to go in the second quarter, we're all tied up. Minden 7, St. Paul 7. We'll have the kick right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
And welcome back to Cooper Field. Danny, big Tony Davis, let's give you an update. Ravenna has taken a 6-0 lead over Chase County. 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play. And just down the road from there, Pleasanton's in a dogfight with Stewart.
Well, with 2 minutes remaining in that one, Pleasanton has taken a 40-34 lead. Once again, 2 minutes remain in that one.
Appreciate all the scores that are being called in and texted into the Valentino score line. 308-646-0506. 646-0506. Kissinger to boot it away. It's a very short kick taken at the 25. St. Paul 30. Up the middle, 35. There's a block, and getting up to the 40-yard line is Alex Kossler. So a good position for St. Paul, first and 10.
That Kossler's a sophomore, seeing some special teams action here tonight, and fully not expecting to carry the football, I'm guessing, but did a pretty good job with it once he got in his hands.
Well, yeah, considering he's on the second wave of blockers there, there were a lot more blockers he probably should have had. He found some and got a little wedge up the middle and returned it 15 yards, first and 10 for St. Paul. And Casey Poss gets the call from Travis Brulliet, runs the play in and split out wide to the right. He's going to be Tanner Kolar. Coming to the left side will be Brady Townsend slot, Devin Sokol wide, and out of the shotgun, Poss has not differed from that. He will send Townsend in motion, run the option. Poss is just going to keep it. He's got some room, 40, 45, first down 50, and almost got through that double-team tackle ability of Minden to the 47-yard line. Yeah, 47 of Minden. Nice run.
Well, Doug, the crackback block that time, the slot guy that went in motion comes back and just hammers Rafferty that time, the defensive end. Rafferty, I don't think saw him coming, wasn't expecting him, and all of a sudden he's on his back.
Casey Poss, 5 carries, 50 yards, and the St. Paul touchdown into Minden territory now at the 47-yard line. This time, ooh, he gives it off to his fullback and coming through, Paul Carlson didn't even let Derek Barleen take a step. Tony's favorite whippet, Paul Carlson, came through untouched in a loss of three.
Now it's exciting when you get a sophomore out there doing what Paul Carlson. He's a third leading tackler on this team. And, you know, he went through a learning process this year, spent some time on the bench because he wasn't always doing the correct things out there and what was being asked of him. But he finds his way back to that middle linebacker position. He's going to be a damn good one here for the next 2 years.
He did the right thing there. It's second and 13, and it looks like they want to blitz. Here they come. And quarterback Poss follows his fullback now, has some room, across the 45 and to the 41-yard line. So just when it looks like St. Paul is a made a mistake, they come back with a big second down play again, and it's going to be a gain of 8 to the 42 and bring up third down and 5.
Doug, if you're following area teams, Pleasanton now final, 40, and Stewart 34. That game is now final. It is over. Pleasanton will advance.
And most likely get Sargent, who is an underseeded team at the third best of the state, but fourth in the West region. It's going to be third down and 5. We got an official's timeout here. It looks like Derek Barline either has an equipment problem or some blood that they're going to have to take advantage of or take care of. And so he's going to go out, and coming in is going to be Tyler Roan, who is the team's leading tackler, which means he can do things as well. And Casey Poss telling him now what the play is. As they don't huddle up, he just tells him the play. Third down and 5 at the Minden 42. Man in motion, and they'll roll to the right. Poss, keeper all the way. Roan makes a nice block, and Poss will spin off that block and have the first down with second effort to the 35-yard line. Great job by Casey Poss, a gain of 7.
But once again, that receiver comes and cracks back on that defensive end. I think Minden's going to be on the officials saying, wait a minute, he can't hit us in the middle of the back like that. And they're going to want a flag on that because the defensive end has no chance to remain outside on that play.
Casey Poss averages 2 yards a carry in the regular season. Tonight, 7 carries for 65 yards. That's over 9 yards a touch. First and 10, ball at the Minden 40. We're tied at 7 with 8.5 to go in the first half. And it's going to be a fake reverse and some room around the left side for Tanner Kolar. He gets to the 30, 25, 20. They finally get him at the 15, 10. A penalty flag comes down way away from the play, and he makes it to the 8-yard line. It would be a gain of 27, but a flag.
It's got to be a block in the back from where they got it at.
And now they'll move the flag back to the 20. But an official from the far side of the field saw something. And again, Tony, that was way away from the play.
Yeah, the player's running down the sideline. This is a good, from where he ended up, a good 20 yards away from the play. And they're talking to Minden, so of course it's on the Wildcats. And the number 56 is going down there saying, you calling that on me? And that's what they're going to call, Doug.
So Tanner Kolar will get credit for a run to the 21-yard line. And then you've got a block in the back. In fact, they finally do tell us that. That is the fourth penalty on St. Paul. And it's going to back him back to the 32-yard line on the 10-yard penalty. So after that's all done, it's actually first and about 7, first and 6. So not the worst thing in the world. They wanted to be at the 8. They're back at the 32, but it is first down, and now St. Paul is going to burn a timeout. I think St. Paul wanted to go right off the snap. They knew that there was going to be some problems, that it was going to take a little bit. They wanted to be able to snap the ball as soon as it was set ready for play, and it took a little too long, and now what they were set up for, they don't like. So a timeout on the field with 8:09 to go in the first half. We're all knotted up. Minden and St. Paul tied at 7. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Cooper Field in Minden. St. Paul coming out of the timeout. It is first and 7. at the Minden 32-yard line. They're going to line up in the eye, only the second time in the under the center, and Poss rolls out to throw the ball, and it's going to be tipped and caught, and Roan has it inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line, and a first down.
Great, great touch on the ball by Poss. He floated the ball out there. He tried not to fire it out there, but he knew his guy was so wide open, he just floated out there, hit him perfectly in stride. Roan actually bobbled the ball, but secured it, and then got down the field.
That is the first completed pass for positive yardage. They had 0, negative 4 incomplete, and now a 15-yard pass for a St. Paul first down. Tied at 7. They're in the red zone again. They mark it at the 17-yard line. Back under center is Poss. He'll give it to his fullback, Farleen, and he is going to be ankle tackled. No gain. In fact, he had to dive forward just to get back to the line of scrimmage, and busting through there was number 54, Luke Pieper.
Yeah, Pieper did a much better job. That defensive line, you got to start hearing some of those defensive linemen's numbers in on tackles instead of letting those linebackers do it all the time. And if you start hearing that, this game's going to start going to the Whippet's favor.
Ravenna has scored again. They're up 13-0 midway through the second quarter. 7-7 here, 7-10 and counting. It is second down and 10 yards to go. Man in motion. They will not hand it off. Poss is going to keep it himself around the left side, try and get some blocks from his wide receivers, cuts it up the seam, gets inside the 15, dives forward for the 11. Boy, Carson Bloom was coming after him, but we've got an illegal block again on St. Paul, and that's going to wipe out the play. It was thrown right at the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up second down and 20.
Yeah, Christian Swinka was there for the stop for the Whippets, and if you can't find number 52 on your program and you're listening to us here tonight, he's listed at number 18. But he also has apparently two jerseys for some reason.
Well, they play him. They can play him at the end with the way things have gone. And again, remember, he was hurt early in the season as well, so they're really using him on defense is Dustin Schwenke. Tony, very unusual to see a block in the back on a run play. And that's what happened there in St. Paul. Going to back him up. It's going to be second and long, second and about 20, as we said, with 6:58 to go in the first half, 7-7. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We will have all the scores from the area. We'll have our first half stats, and we'll preview what's coming up tomorrow and next week. Volleyball begins. We can give you the pairings there as well. Sargent leads Loup City 21-0. Second quarter, Humphrey St. Francis beat Lawrence Nelson today 54-0. Mullen has beaten SEM 54-12. And Blue Hill leads Kearney Catholic 14-0 in a surprise. Potts rolls to his right, has some room, looks for a blocker, doesn't get it, gets to the 21, the 22-yard line, and here comes Bryce Lewis with the open field tackle. Third long.
Just going to say, couldn't find a receiver, but found Bryce Lewis as he runs him down. A good open field tackle by the leading tackler of the Whippet, Bryce Lewis.
We'll call it a 5-yard gain for Poss. It'll be third down and 15, ball at the 22-yard line. And this would be about on the outer range, I would think, of their field goal attempt. So let's see if they run it and try and get a little closer if they go for the whole ball of wax. Third and 15 at the Minden 22-yard line, back in the shotgun, Poss. Trips to the left, looking now over the middle, and it is going to be complete. And 5, touchdown, Sokol. Devin Sokol, the big fellow, was a big target over the middle, and he gets into the end zone for the 22-yard touchdown. He caught it at the 10 and then turned over his left shoulder and ran to the right side pylon and got in there. Great catch by the senior, Devin Sokol, one of the captains tonight for Coach Brouillette.
Yeah, he had to go up a little bit and catch that pass just a little bit high, but right to him, hit him right in the middle of the body. And when he went up for it and then turned it up the field, and there was no one there for the Whippets.
And now Somke to try the extra point. Snap good, placement good, and it's blocked. It's blocked by Jared Spear. He had to jump pretty high. It was not a low kick, but he got through the line and blocked the extra point.
Remember, Spear was the one that roughed the kicker earlier. He's flying through there, and good for him that time because he saved him a point.
He's got his man beat, and with 5:53 to go in the first half, it's St. Paul 13 and Minden 7. We'll have the kickoff after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
Casey Poss has run for a touchdown, and he's thrown for a touchdown, and it's 13-7 St. Paul here in the opening round of the C1 playoffs. Boone Central, the other side here, out to a 21-0 lead over Broken Bow, and a pooch kick that's going to go out of bounds, and Minden will get to start at their 35-yard line. And so Boone Central winning throws a little, or if they win, throws a big wrench into this, because Minden kind of figure, well, if we win, we get to host Broken Bow and whatever. I mean, St. Paul's ahead right now. St. Paul would actually get a home game. No matter what, if they would win, they would get a home game because they are a 12 seed and Boone Central is a, let me double check here. Let me double check. I think I'm wrong. I think they got to go to Boone Central. We'll look at that. Heck, maybe Boone Central will even win.
I think this is a 3-14, isn't it?
Let's rewind this because that was a whole brain fart right there. First down and 10, Minden. They've got it at their own 35-yard line, trailing 13-7. Wing T, but they've got a split to the right side. Kissinger trying to lead the block here for Jack Rafferty, who rolls off the right side to the 38. He's going to get three. So Kissinger doesn't always get out there, and they don't always want him to get out there and block, but he definitely was in the scheme of things there.
But you look at the, you go up and down this Minden roster, Carson Bloom Jr., Kissinger Jr., Swinka Jr., Rafferty Jr., Paul Carlson, sophomore, Trevor King Jr., Jeremy Johnson Jr. This is a young football team that's going to raise some cane again next year.
Wing T, both tight ends are let out wide, and they're going to throw it for all they're worth. The Spirit's underthrown, and it is intercepted. Brady Townsend with the interception at the 31-yard line of St. Paul, the second pick of the night for the Cat defense.
I don't think Kissinger could throw the ball far enough. Townsend running right with Jared Spear, had better position than Spear. They both went up, and Townsend comes down with a football, and Wildcat back in business at the 31-yard line.
So first down and 10 here for the Wildcats, now plus two in the turnover department, where a couple of the higher seeds are winning on this part of the C1 bracket. 13-7 St. Paul, 5:13 to go in the first half. The Cats have one timeout remaining, and Minden's defense now is going to have to find a way to step up and get the ball back here. If that was more of a jump ball, Kissinger doesn't always throw that kind of a deep ball. He does have the ability to sling it a little bit farther than that. It was into the wind, but the wind is less than 10 mile an hour right now, so that shouldn't have affected it as much as it might have. And they'll send a man in motion, and we have got whistles, and uh-oh, St. Paul, I think, has to burn their final timeout. Yes, they will. Townsend was in motion, and whether they're running out of time or they were not going to run the play that Coach Brouillette wanted. So timeout on the field, and that's St. Paul's final of the half. Cats 13, Minden 7. You're listening to the state playoffs on KKPR.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minden Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
And we are back to action here. St. Paul, Poss wants to roll, throw, and he does. Fires it out here, and it is incomplete at midfield. And he might have been past the line of scrimmage, Tony. Brady Townsend was the intended receiver.
That's just a weird spot to throw that flag. I think that's the right call, Doug, but the flag is about 8 yards down the field.
Okay, well, then that's not going to be illegal forward pass. It's offensive pass interference. Offensive pass interference here on St. Paul.
Well, Ryan Cremosta was in the backfield that time, number 14. He's a sophomore out there. Made Poss change directions and really slow him down. Then he got a burst of speed to the outside. Then he tried to fire the ball well in front of his receiver. They're going to call that a loss of down?
Offensive pass interference, 10-yard penalty, and a loss of down. And so it will bring up second down and 20 for St. Paul. They've overcome a couple of penalties so far in the ball game, but, Tony, that is six penalties for 45 yards here in the first half. Not what you want when you are in the playoffs. So the pass incomplete and then pass interference to go on top of it.
15 yards and a loss of down?
Oh, they marked off 15, didn't they? Okay, so that makes it second and 25. Ball back inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. Poss two running backs, and he is in the shotgun. And now a delayed quarterback draw. He's got pressure, and he's going to come forward back to about the line of scrimmage. That was ugly.
Yeah, right there.
Offensive line.
Miles Steen was right there. He did the delay, but then when he started, Steen was right there, locked on him and brought him to the ground.
Well, I think Schwenke and Lewis actually got into the backfield. And
yep.
I think it was supposed to just be a delayed quarterback draw, and there were already guys in the backfield, and so there was no decision. Poss just had to duck his head and try and go forward. And the ball at the same spot on the field, so at the 18-yard line, they need to get out to the 41, so it's third and 23. And they will send Townsend in motion, back to pass, a slant pattern, complete to Sokol, and then he's knocked off his feet at the 30-yard line. Carson Bloom lays the wood to him, and it's fourth down.
Well, I think St. Paul wants a flag for Bloom standing over the top of him, and then all of a sudden Sokol threw the football at Bloom, and I think that they just said, okay, guys, we're not going to call the one. We're not going to call the other one. Let's just play on here. It's fourth down. Let's go.
That was a D cleater and St. Paul to punt. Remember last time, Poss kicked it into the back of his lineman, and it went 14 yards. Ball spotted at the 30. And again, to the right side, had some pressure, has to kick it away. It's not going to go very far. Bounces at the 45, then rolls another 10 yards up to the 35-yard line, and it'll die right there. That's a 35-yard punt. And, Tony, again, there's a flag in the middle of the field away from where the ball was kicked. We've seen a couple of flags on the field that just are way away from anything that would be going on as far as affecting the outcome of the play.
Doug, and actually, he wants to rugby kick that is what he's trying to do, but he rolls out. Jake Myers is a block below the waist, son.
They call a block below the waist or a chop block. And so it's a 35-yard punt.
But, Doug, on that rugby kick, Jake Myers comes close to getting a piece of that ball and then blocking that punt. They've got two guys over there, too. I mean, he rolls to the right side. They've got two guys stationed. One of them was Saki back there, big number 78.
I have, and this has nothing to do with St. Paul. I've mentioned it before. I've mentioned it on the Doug and Daddy show. I've never understood the rugby punt. I do not like it because you're not going to roll. You're only going to roll one way. If they see it on film, your protection defensively only has to come from one way, the rush. So, but with the chop block, a 15-yard penalty, and that turns a 35-yard punt into a 50-yard punt. It's first and 10 at the 20, and they'll hand it off over the right side to Jack Rafferty, and he is going to fight for some hard-earned yardage to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, good stop on the play by Isaac Stone, comes up 170-pound junior for this Wildcat defense. Like, I don't really like the rugby punt, except for that first time Nebraska used against Oklahoma State. I liked it that time.
13-7, St. Paul with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Minden has a couple of timeouts trying to get something going here before the half. They'll toss it to the left side. Carson Bloom looking for somewhere to go. He fumbled the football. It's loose. There's a fight for over 25 to the 27.
Mike Rafferty got back on at her 50. Excuse me, I was looking
Jake
for
Myers.
40. Jake Myers.
Jake Myers covers the fumble. It's still purple ball, and today that means Minden. So at a gain of about 3 on the play, and it's going to be 3rd and 3.
good work, Jake Myers, getting back on that thing.
Not a lot of going on in the rushing department. Bloom, 22. Spear, 4. Lewis, 8. Rafferty, 14. Kissinger got sacked once. He hasn't even tried to carry the ball. And now they'll roll to the right side and looking for some running room to get that first down. They've got it across the 30. Again, Kissinger got in there to help move the pile, and Rafferty is going to pick up 5, and it'll be a first down.
Cody Berman's in there. Quinn Brulette's in there. I believe that's number 20.
2:16 to go in the first half. 13-7, St. Paul.
Excuse me, that was
turnovers for Minden.
That was Somke, number 22, instead of number 20.
Spear to the right side. Here's a draw play, just keeping the legs turning, and finally just picking him up and throwing him backwards is the St. Paul defense. And Bryce Lewis gets to the 35, a gain of 3.
Yeah, you like to see a little bit of a sense of urgency here. Kissinger will hustle into the huddle and try and get something going. Only 2 minutes remain till halftime.
Sean Wysocki, who was in on that tackle, now is going to check out. The clock continues to run. Minden does have 2 timeouts, but they want to probably get across midfield before they think about using them. Second down and 7, back to pass Kissinger. The slant's not there to the right. He looks to his left, has some time. Now he'll hit. Boy, he could have got rid of it and just bearing down on him. It's going to be Tyler Rohn, and he'll drive him back inside the 35. A loss of 4 on the sack. He saw him coming, Tony, and then at the last minute decided not to throw it and took a big hit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Rohn just fires at him like a rocket and just blew up Kissinger.
That's the second sack of the ball game for St. Paul. 1:10 now. They'll mark it 3rd and 9 after the 3-yard loss. 4 wideouts. Swing pass down the line of scrimmage, complete to Bloom. 35, needs a block, and he'll be pulled out of bounds at the 40. Did not get the first down. It's going to be 4th down at about 3, maybe 4, and probably a putting situation here. Bloom's going to get 6-7 on the play.
Yeah, Isaac Stone's over there on the coverage. He did a pretty good job of running to the outside and making sure he went no further. There's a one-on-one block out there, and actually didn't help him out much because he shoved the guy out, and that's where the receiver was trying to go that time.
Battle Creek has scored 21 straight, and they lead Grand Island Central Catholic 35-21 after 3. Right now, a punting situation here with 58 seconds to go. 4th down and 4, and Minden will boot it away. High punt away from the return man. Doesn't take much of a bounce. Just goes right down the 33-yard line, rolls to about the 32, and that's where it'll be picked up. That's just a 29-yard punt that time for the Whippets. Rafferty usually can boom that football about a 40-yard average, but first down and St. Paul with no timeouts and 48 seconds to go here in front, 13-7.
Doug, I hope these teams, both of them, are talked to at halftime because, once again, well away from the play, it was Rohn and Jonas Lovin that time mixing it up in the middle of the field, and that's something well away from the play. You just don't need to see that here.
And, you know, these guys, we mentioned in the open, these schools have developed a rivalry, but just not in football. They play basketball. The girls' sports have been very good. Their volleyball teams have battled. And here we have 1st down and 10 at the 31-yard line. Let's see what Poss does. He's under center. Shouldn't be much. Turn, hand it off. Looks for some running room. 35 and out to the 38-yard line. Minden kind of playing a little bit of a soft defense here, and that's going to be Derek Farline. Maybe time for one more play here before halftime. 13-7, St. Paul with the lead. They're going to give Farline a gain of about 7 on the play, which is his second biggest run of the night. And now a penalty flag as the teams come up to the line of scrimmage here. And it is going to be a neutral zone infraction on the offense, so lining up in the neutral zone. Again, you can't be offsides on offense,
right?
But that's the call here, so we'll just call it illegal motion, a 5-yard penalty, and that's going to bring up a 2nd down, make it about 8 yards to go. 23 seconds of the clock will run. Should be the last play of the half here for St. Paul, and Casey Poss is actually going to run over to the sideline. They don't have to run a play.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think they will. He's just standing there, and Coach Brulette with his hands on his hips is going to watch the time expire, and that is going to take us to halftime here in the opening round of the 2010 C1 State Football Playoffs. At the half, the 4-4 St. Paul Wildcats lead the 6-2 Minden Whippets by a score of 13-7. And we will be back with score updates, stat updates, and a whole lot more from Minden's Cooper Field right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome back to Cooper Field here in Minden. It is halftime of our C1 state football playoff game, and your score is St. Paul 13 and Minden 7. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. So a couple of interceptions, one by Tyler Roan and one by Brady Townsend, have slowed down the Minden offense, and a touchdown run by Casey Poss and a touchdown pass from Poss to Sokol. And it's 13-7, and Tony Davis with me again here at halftime. Tony, again, interesting circumstances on both those scores, because after the interception on the fourth play of the game for Minden by Tyler Roan, he returned it to the 38-yard line, and St. Paul marched it down for a first and goal situation and had a fourth down. They were going to go ahead and try the field goal. They missed the field goal and hit the right cross, the right upright. But they ran into the kicker on Minden's side, and so that was a half the distance to the goal penalty. It took it from the 5 to the 2.5. St. Paul called timeout. They decided to go for it, and Casey Poss rolls into the end zone for a touchdown. So instead of 0, they got 7 right there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that it was such a short field goal. I don't know, maybe you saw something on film that you really thought you could get there. They blocked the next extra point. So, I haven't watched film with them. But you come through there, I concede that field goal basically at that point and say, here's your 3 points. We gave you the ball down there anyway. Let's go get them on offense. They run into the kicker. Boom, all of a sudden, they don't make it originally, but you're up him. Now you got 7 on the board. You've got to come from behind.
And the second touchdown was converting a 3rd and 15 at the 22-yard line. They flood the left side with the 3 wideouts and set a man in motion that way. And then the tight end, Devin Sokol, came up from the right side and just stood at the 10-yard line and made a terrific catch. It was right up above his helmet, used the good hands, and as he turned, there wasn't really anybody he had to beat. He sprinted to the end zone. The extra point was blocked by Jared Spear, so that's why it's 13-7. But not that I'm comparing this team to that, but it's got that Texas feel. Minden, 2 turnovers, and then 2 kind of big plays that you have to convert. Yeah, they step up and they make the plays, but missing that field goal, it was nothing that St. Paul did that allowed them to get the first down and then get the 2-yard touchdown. They made a nice play on the touchdown, but given a second chance, Coach Brouillette rolled the dice, and instead of trying to kick it again, they went for the touchdown and scored. And for Minden, Carson Bloom capped it off. They scored on fourth down.
Yeah.
It was 4th and 2 at the 4, and they got the 2, and then they got the 2 more on the same play and took it in from 4 yards out. And so that's the score here. And Minden, who knew that they needed to throw it a little bit, have been picked off twice. And for a team that doesn't like to throw it as much as we've seen here in this first half, it'll be interesting to see what they do to start the second half. And because St. Paul's going to get the ball, so their defense needs to come out and make a stop. St. Paul's been pretty good about moving the ball tonight.
You know, when you're looking at Minden's passing game, though, Doug, everything they do is predicated by the running game. They want to get you sucked up into falling for those fakes, and all of a sudden Kissinger drops back and backs up 3 yards and fires the ball somewhere. I mean, when you're looking at their passing game, it's not like they're going to throw the ball 40 times a game and hope to complete 20 of them, dink and dunk you. They want big plays on that passing game. You look at the yards per catch. Carson Bloom's averaging 19.3, 9 catches, 24.8 yards and 8 catches for Craig Driver, 45.2 yards for Jared Spear. they're looking for a big play out of the passing game. They underthrew one of them down here. Spear was behind the guy. Could have been a big play, just underthrew him.
Well, we're going to take a timeout. We've got stats to look at and more as far as A and B. We'll preview what's going on tomorrow night. But when we come back, score updates, finals from earlier today, updates on games that are currently going on. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where your score is St. Paul 13, Minden 7. And we'll be back to Cooper Field and Minden in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and St. Paul.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda and Tony Davis, ready to take a look at some scores on the Valentino's hotline. Of Valentino's scores, we bring you the scores, they bring you the pizza. It's home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Carry out or Valentino's delivers in the Kearney area, North 2nd Avenue. Tony, one score I'll give you and then let you turn it loose. Ravenna was up 13-0 over Chase County, but Chase County has scored twice in the two-and-a-half-minute span here, and it's 13-13 with less than a minute to go before halftime.
Loomis at halftime is taking care of Medicine Valley right now, 22-0. Eustis Farnham, 27. Anselmo Myrna, 6. That is at the half. Grand Island Central Catholic, Battle Creek. Knotted up in a high-scoring affair, 35 apiece in that one. Overton 47, North Central 7. Overton had some problems getting started tonight, but having no trouble now and getting on cruise control. Giltner 52, Dorchester 0. That's only in the second quarter, so that one is over early. Blue Hill 16, Kearney Catholic 0. Late in the second quarter, a surprise there after Kearney Catholic beat Blue Hill in the game you and I did, Doug, pretty handily last week. St. Paul, of course, here 13, Minden 7 at the half. Pawnee City 58, Hampton 0 after 3. Donovan Trumbull 10, Sutton 8 at the half, and Cambridge blasting Superior 37-14. That just starting the fourth quarter. Battle Creek 35, Central Catholic 21 after 3, Sargent 35.
No, we got an update, nope. Tony. You already read that one. Central Catholic 42, Battle Creek 35, late fourth quarter. Loomis leads Medicine Valley 20-0, and also at the half, Alma leads Shelton 24-0. Got some scores from earlier today. Finals from afternoon games, and we will start in Class C1, where it was Ogallala over Sandy Creek, 46-0. Gordon Rushville beat Fillmore Central 28-7, so Ogallala will be at Gordon Rushville. We'll get you an update on Gibbon Gothenburg in just a moment. Gothenburg was ahead in that one in a low-scoring game in the first half. Ward beat Kimball 27-13. Pierce defeats Shadron 54-6. David City over Syracuse by a score of 40-6. Earlier in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia thumped Bayard 62-21. Also in D1, it was Axtell over Garden County 44-38. Kennesaw beat Sandhill Stedford 58-42. Elgin Public and Pope John defeat Southwest 60-50. And in D2, Humphrey over Silver Lake 66-12. Bertrand beat Hay Springs 59-14. SEM beat Mullen. I'll double check that final for you. And O'Neill St. Mary's over Wallace, 66-0. So there actually have been a couple surprises so far today, Tony. Not all in upsets, but some of our area teams a little closer, like Pleasanton. You just don't know when you haven't scouted or haven't had a chance to see some of these other teams. And Ravenna in a tussle with a 4-4 team right here. Minden's in a tussle with a 4-4 team. Pleasanton was in a tussle with Stewart, I think, was 5-3 coming into the ball game tonight. And so some of those perennial powers struggled a little bit today.
Well, you know, in other games, I think some teams struggle. And, you know, when you face a team so far out of your area, you don't know the competition level they face. I think you saw that in Bertrand. Get an 8-9 matchup there. You think, well, who have they played? Well, apparently not too much. That game was 51-6 at the half, and Bertrand put it on cruise control from there. It looks to be a battle right down the road at Eustis Farnham in the next round for my Vikes. And Ord, come out and take it to Kimball like they did. I think that's a great win for Coach Hagee and his group up there, Doug.
South Loop was also a winner today over Clearwater Orchard, so they will host Kennesaw in a ball game on Wednesday, and then Axtell at Overton. That's going to be a rematch in Overton coming up on Wednesday. So there's some other scores for you. Eustis Farnham was up on Anselmo Myrna last check as well. We'll take a break. Here it's 13-7, St. Paul leading Minden. We'll look at some stats when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. I misspoke. I knew Mullen had beaten SEM, apparently, thanks to Stace back there for helping me out. I didn't know that I had misspoke there. Mullen won that game 54-12. Mullen will play the Litchfield Brady winner. Loomis was up on Medicine Valley. They'll get the winner of that. We'll play St. Mary's. So if you've got a score out there, you're listening in or left the ball game that's already finished, give us a buzz at the studio, 236-9900, or you can text or call directly to our fan line if you're at a game that's going on, 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. Everybody interested in playoff scores, and we want to help pass those along. Let's take a look at our first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll begin with the Minden Whippets. Carson Bloom, 7 carries for 22 yards. Jared Spear, 1 carry for 4 yards. Bryce Lewis, 5 carries for 11 yards. Jack Rafferty, 5 carries for 19 yards. And then Derek Kissinger has been sacked twice in this ball game, and so 2 rushing attempts for negative 13 yards. So not much going on the ground in this football game for Minden. In fact, 20 carries, 43 yards unofficially on the ground here for Minden. In the passing department, Derek Kissinger has put it up 8 times. He has completed 4 of those, but he also has 2 interceptions. So 4 of 8, 2 interceptions, and no touchdowns in this football game. And in fact, I've got to make a correction up here. Carson Bloom actually, that 4-yard touchdown run, should have 26 yards in the ball game and 8 carries. So we'll tweak that up, 21 carries for 47 yards. Still not very impressive on the ground for Minden. But Kissinger, 4 of 8, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, and 56 yards through the air, including a 33-yard big pass play to Jared Spear that helped set up that first touchdown of the ball game. So 4 of 8, 2 interceptions, 56 yards through the air, 47 on the ground, 103 yards of offense for Minden, 6 first downs. They punted the ball twice for an average of 36.5 yards. Minden has 2 turnovers, both on the interceptions, and then 2 penalties for 18 yards. We'll come back and look at the numbers for St. Paul after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for St. Paul. Brady Townsend, one carry, no yards. Derek Barleen, six carries, 12 yards. Tanner Kolar carried it one time on that end around, and he got 14 yards. They had a penalty on that, though, and ended up getting one of those weird first and sevens. And then Casey Poss, nine carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown. And Tony, Casey Poss doesn't even have 200 yards rushing this season. And Minden wanted to throw it. And for St. Paul, they want to do something different there with Poss, and they found something. He's got about half again as many yards as he's had all season long.
Well, I think the deal, you know, you get teams out there that they go through the summer and everybody works hard and everybody's working together, and then you get other teams that are just struggling to find themselves. What's going to be our identity this year? And I think halfway through the year, you can ask the coaching staff, you can ask the kids, we don't really have one. And I think that's why you see so many different people stepping up at times during the year, but not one person from the start of the year. And, you know, a lot of that has to do when you get a player like Matt Costello go down. Now, he's out there as a captain. But he has not played tonight, and hopefully they were going to maybe try and get him involved in this ball game, but maybe he's just not quite ready to go yet.
And so, rushing, 17 carries, 96 yards for St. Paul, and for Poss through the air, he is 5 of 6, no interceptions, and he does have the 22-yard touchdown pass to Devin Sokol. 5 of 6, no picks, one touchdown, 45 yards through the air, 96 on the ground, 141 yards of total offense for St. Paul. I've got them for 5 first downs. They punted the ball twice for an average of 24.5 yards. 7 penalties have hurt this ball club for 55 yards, including 4 for 40 yards there in the second quarter. 2-yard Casey Poss run on their first possession after Tyler Rohn intercepted it at the Minden 38. It took him about 3.5 minutes to finish off the drive, and then the extra point kick by Destin Somke was good, made it 7-0. Then Minden gets on the board, 10:56 to go in the second quarter on Carson Bloom's 4-yard touchdown run after it was 4th and 2 there at the 4. Derek Kissinger made the kick 7-7, and then a 22-yard pass from Casey Poss to Devin Sokol on 3rd and 15. The kick blocked by Jared Spear, 5:53 to go before the half, 13-7. That's where we are at right now, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And Derek Kissinger puts the ball on the tee here as Minden ready to boot it away with a little bit of a breeze, about 8 miles an hour at their back. They move from south to north. St. Paul back to receive it as you listen to high school football on KKPR-FM and Classic Hits 98.9 World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Important series here. Minden hoping here at home they can force St. Paul to a 3-and-out or not much, and St. Paul could really do some damage with a score here. Kissinger's short kick taken at the 21-yard line up to the 25, and Townsend breaks a tackle at the 30 and lunges forward to the 35-yard line, and that's where St. Paul will take over. Tony, neither team has a kicker that can boom it into the end zone. We've noticed that already.
Yeah, there really have been short kicks tonight. Bryce Lewis had an opportunity down the field, first man there to make a play. You won't see him miss much, but he missed there. and then Paul Carlson there to finish him off. Doug, I thought the two pitchers going last night, that would have been the shutdown game, but it's in the fifth inning. San Francisco and Texas knotted up at zero right now.
Thank you. Some excitement in this football game going on. A final score, and I believe, Seth Wardine has an interception return for a touchdown. Central Catholic leading Battle Creek with 4 minutes to play, 42-35. Halfback pass to start things here. They've got a man open down the field a little bit, and it's overthrown, trying to get it to Tanner Kolar. Isaac Stone with the halfback pass.
Yeah, Carson Bloom, football thrown just a I think if the receiver would have just stayed running, he kind of slowed up right at the end of his route, but Bloom right there for the whippet. So a good job of not falling for the trickery early on in the second half.
So they came right out to start the second half and go for the home run, and it didn't work. So it'll be second and 10 at the 35-yard line. So taking a chance there for St. Paul. And it was fairly well covered. A minute had time to get over there and track it down. On second down, handoff, Barlean over the right side, and he's going to get a yard.
Yeah, Christian Swinka comes from behind the play and just swallows him up. A good play by Swinka. Doug, you mentioned the short kicks. Yeah, Sam Dunn looking for Pete Trouch up in the stand, saying, Pete, remember you used to booter in the end zone a time or two around here.
Well, Pete says, I don't think I can sneak out there anymore. Coach Morris is probably watching that. Third down and 9 now for St. Paul at their own 36-yard line. Minden trying to get the 3 and out. St. Paul's been good on third down. They dropped the snap, and now Poss under pressure, and Poss is sacked. And it's going to be Bryce Lewis inside the 30 at the 29-yard line, and it just didn't go well. Poss, if he'd had somebody open, he was being tackled down around the waist and the legs. He still was looking downfield, but there was nobody there, and it's going to be fourth down and 16.
I think Poss is used to being shifty enough to get away, but Lewis said, no, you're going to the ground, big boy.
That is the first sack of the ball game for Minden, and also I believe the first three and out here for St. Paul. Standing at their 20, it's only 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage to punt it. The ball marked at the 30, and that rugby kick, not much of a rush, and this is a little bit better kick. Bounces at the 35. And Spear can't handle it. He's looking for it, but there's nobody there. So he picks it up at the 26-yard line and tries to get some running room. Makes one man miss. Uses the official for a blocker and has room. 30, 35, 40-yard line and up to the 43-yard line. And the back judge screened out a St. Paul Wildcat that really allowed him to break that free, Tony.
Yeah, White Saki out there makes a one-on-one tackle. A big boy out there one-on-one brings it down. Great tackle by Wasaki, saving perhaps a touchdown as he was trying to cut it back across the field.
It ends up being a 44-yard punt and a return of 17 yards, and it'll be first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Minden, trailing 13-7, their first crack on offense here in the second half. They'll give it to Carson Bloom out of the wing tee, and he got nothing.
Wow.
I mean, they look to turn it upfield off tackle. That is the big part, or take it wide, but they really want to take it off tackle, and they just have got nothing in the middle so far tonight.
Well, Jordan Kosler and Wysocki would have none of it, those defensive linemen, once again blowing up the left side of the offensive line.
So that'll bring up second down and 10, 4 minutes. Wing T, but they do spit a man out wide to the left and the right, and they're going to run it off the right side, a little bit of a hole, and up to midfield. Good gain on the play at 7. That'll be third down and 3.
That's all I had to say was that World Series game was 0-0. Renteria has just hit a home run, a solo shot in the fifth inning. San Francisco leads 1-0 over the Texas Rangers.
And if that game is still going, you'll be able to hear the end of it on ESPN Radio. When the Kearney Catholic Blue Hill game's over, Blue Hill leads 19-7 at the half. Third down and 4 after the rapid carry. Now they're going to give it to him again off the right side, and St. Paul mows him under, no gain. They'll give him progress to the original line of scrimmage, but then shove him backwards about 3 yards, and it's going to be 4th and 3 right at midfield for Minden.
Doug Overton now a final 47-20. I think we had that late in the fourth at last check. That has now went final, 47-20 over North Central.
And North Central scoring the last two touchdowns in that ballgame.
You're telling me North Central, Bassett, and Springview for folks out there, correct?
Our buddy Rob Armstrong telling us that.
Okay. Thanks, Rob, for that information.
Fourth down. They're lining up to punt it here for Minden. Two gunners, and here they go. A little pressure. The boot is away. Knuckleball is going to be taken at the 18-yard line. Return up to the 20. Now a little room, 25. Sideline, 30. How far can he tightrope it before he is pushed out of bounds? And that is Alex Kossler, I believe, Tony. I may have the wrong number there. I apologize. But
I think you're correct on that number.
Lewis among those that helped push him out of bounds. So it's going to be a punt that time of about 32 yards and a return from the 18 out to the 30 of 12.
I think the question over on the other side of the booth at halftime was South Loop. Do we know who that is?
That's Callaway and Arnold.
Oh, Callaway and Arnold.
That's Bob Jensen. Pay attention.
Well, there you go. Sorry, Bob.
8:23 to go here in the third quarter. 13-7, St. Paul. Cats have the ball for the second time here. Both teams went three and out on their opening possession. And it's going to be Barley. No, Barley does a fake. It's going to be Posser on the left side. He's got some room. 35, 40. Fake me out. Faked out some of the Minden Whippets. And he is going to be pushed out of bounds near the first down marker. It looks like he'll be about a yard short.
Yeah, I think the coaching staff over there for St. Paul wanted a late hit. Kind of took him. I think it was just kind of awkward the way they went out of bounds. It looked like they slammed Posse to the ground, but I think it was just a momentum deal.
Giltner 60, Dorchester nothing at the half. Aquinas leads UTAN 24-0 at the half. Bergen a final over Hardington Cedar Catholic 40-0. Tri-County beat Stanton 48-6 today. Lincoln Lutheran over Tecama Herman in overtime 13-7. Those are some more scores on the Valentino scoreline. Second down. And 1 yard to go here for St. Paul. Posse back in the shotgun where they ran a lot of their plays in the first half. They'll put a man in motion, Townsend, fake the handoff to him. Posse will keep it off left tackle. He's got the first down across the 40 and gets up to the 41, 42-yard line. Short game, good enough to move the chains.
Yeah, I thought they'd probably keep that in Posse's hands there and only needed a yard. They went back to that. That time, instead of trying to break it outside, he knew where he needed to get and got there and went down.
You're listening to high school football action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and St. Paul on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of this C1 opening round game. St. Paul has it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line, leading at Minden 13-7. Pass rolls out, pressure from the backside. He's hit as he throws. It's incomplete. And coming through, Paul Carlson had him right away. The pass falls incomplete.
I think Posse is saying, would somebody block him? Because untouched, Posse turns around to throw the football, and Carlson is on his back. That quick, he is through there, untouched.
Only the second incomplete pass tonight for Casey Posse, who has rolled out more to run than he has to throw the ball tonight. He has ran the ball 12 times for 76 yards, and he is now 5 of 7 for 45 yards. Remember last year, St. Paul beat Pierce in the first round of the playoffs and then lost that heartbreaking 4-overtime game to the top seed Shadron. Now back to pass, Posse. He'll throw underneath, and a great catch, not for much yardage, but going way up is Derek Holt to make a catch that's going to net him about a yard.
Well, the sophomore Ryan Cremosa right there, good coverage on the play after a spectacular catch was made.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and more scores and preview of tomorrow here on KKPR. Kearney hosting Omaha Creighton Prep. Prep actually ranked higher with a 6-3 record, 7-2 for Kearney. Free game from Foster Field at 6:30. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock.
Doug, I have another final for you. Cambridge 45, Superior 21, and that is now final.
So Cambridge will take on the Kearney Catholic Blue Hill winner. And either way, Cambridge and Blue Hill have had some playoff, have had some rivalries here. The last couple of years they were in the same district and had some great battles between those two. Blue Hill trying to avenge their loss to Kearney Catholic. They're up tonight at half by 12. Hard count by Posse. Minden jump but didn't cross the line of scrimmage. It's third down and 8. Posse will drop back to pass. Flicks from the left side and they get him. Coming in to make the sack is Jack Rafferty. The second sack of the ball game for Minden, both here in the third quarter. I don't think you saw him, Tony.
No, I don't think he saw him at all. And Rafferty lines up at the defensive end and comes through untouched. That is a full sprint at your quarterback.
It's going to be a loss of 9 on the play and a punting situation. So both teams were moving the ball a little bit in the first half. Neither team doing much here in the second half. We're just about halfway through the third quarter and only one first down. St. Paul to punt. Again, he only lines up 10 yards behind and Posse the rugby style. That's a high, high kick, very short. and it bounces at the 35, almost hit Cremosa in the back because he didn't know where it was. He's going to kind of die there at the 34-yard line.
Doug, you go back to that Rafferty coming off the corner. It's real lucky for Poss. He got just off to the side of him because he could have ran right through him there. I think they're shipping as a Poss, maybe seeing him just in a nick of time and getting one way or another. He would have absolutely crushed him had he hit him full speed like that.
And it is a 30-yard punt, no return. Minden will take over, down 13-7. They'll go to the pistol formation this time for the first time tonight and hand it off to Lewis over the right side. He gets across the 35 and turns it towards the 37-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 3. It's hard running tonight for Minden, but this is a team that 1 yard, 1 yard, none yard, 2 yard, 3 yard, 40 yards. None yard, 2 yard, 2 yard, 28 yards. And that's the kind of offense that you see there. It's going to be a 4 yard gain. They're going to give it to Lewis and call it 2nd and 6. They'll give it to Lewis on a counter play and nowhere to go. Good wrap up tackle that time for number 24, Tyler Rowe, the leading tackler on this squad. And it's going to be 3rd down and 6.
Doug, it's Wasaki getting out from his tackle position on that defensive line. And then slows him down, which allows Roan to come out there and just blow the play up.
Well, Michael Duster, 265 pounds. Wysocki, 244. Offensive and defensive linemen switching in and out a little bit here. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and put him back in the pistol formation. And Bloom now is going to be the quarterback. Wanted to throw, and he has rushed. And now he's going to tuck it up and run. 40 and lower the shoulder right to the 1st down marker. So they went wildcat here the last couple of plays. And Bloom... Well, that was not the best spot in the world. I'm going to say he's short, Tony, by a half a yard at least. He needed to get to the 43-and-a-half-yard line, and he's not quite to the 43. He's going to be...
Three-quarters of a yard, maybe. I don't think it was all that close. You're right.
That didn't look like the greatest spot, but the way he was tackled, his knee might have been back there. So he'll bring the chains across for the first time tonight, but it looks like he's going to be well short.
That's just, once again, we talked about it early in the game, the hard running when he drops his shoulder. Bloom, just no regard for his body whatsoever.
Well, Bloom picks up 5, and I've got him for just 31 yards rushing, and it is nearly 3/4 of a yard short. And when you're inside your own 45, Minden knows that they can make this, but you'd really be gambling here if you go for it, and they're lining up to go for it.
Oh, they've just got to be trying to drum.
Is it 3rd or 4th? Yeah, it's 4th down. They still got 3rd down on the marker over there. Now they switch it over, and it is 4th down. So they do have it. Quick snap, and 1st down. Minden didn't mess around. They lined up and just stuck it up the middle with Derek Kissinger to the 46-yard line, and he got more than enough. We'll give him a gain of 3. 1st down, Kissinger's first run of the night.
Buy some real confidence in your quarterback picking that up, because they stop you there, you give them all the field position, and then really take the momentum out of your sails.
St. Paul missed the golden opportunity, and now back out of that pistol. Bloom, the direct snap, going to run it to the right, out of the wildcat, and he's just running hard to the 50-yard line. Again, not a lot of yards of the play, but it's 4, and we'll take that on 1st down.
Yeah, good run around the right side. Had a couple blockers out there in front of him, too. So they don't slow him down. Alex Kosler finally slows him down for the Wildcats.
4:10 to go in the 3rd quarter. It is St. Paul 13 and Minden 7. 2nd down and 6. Ball right at midfield. And they're staying out of that Wildcat. They'll hand it off this time to Lewis. And he almost lost the football. He switched to... Well, he got into the pile from one arm to the other, and again, stacked up. Just nothing there for Bryce tonight. I have him for 8 carries and 15 yards. No gain.
Yeah, you know, and Bryce is one of those kids, Doug, that they want to get him the ball up the middle, but then he wants to bounce the thing outside for a big play, and they have not gotten that tonight.
Try and get you as many scores as we can tonight. Ravenna has taken a 20-13 lead midway through the 3rd quarter, 7:46 over Chase County. And now on 3rd down and 6 at midfield, Bloom's going to pass. throws it to the left side into double coverage. It's tipped and caught by Driver at the 30. The 25 still on his feet to the 22-yard line. St. Paul thought they had it intercepted, and it deflected off the hands of Destin Somke for a big Minden play.
Yeah, the Wildcats just absolutely, both guys get their hands on their hips, shaking their heads, knowing that the ball was there. They were headed the other direction, all of a sudden through somebody's hands. There's a purple jersey there, and good job of concentrating by Driver.
That is going to make the Wildcat fans sick right there. Bloom staying out of that Wildcat, fakes the dive, runs to the right side, had room to the outside, decides to cut it up, gets over to the 20, to the 19-yard line. Again, a gain of three after the 28-yard pass completion. Bloom will get three. Tony, it appears that the Wildcat is working, and so why change it?
That's exactly right. I am looking down, scanning the sidelines right now. I don't see Derek Kissinger.
Yeah, Kissinger's not hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he's not getting attended to on the bench anyway.
And staying with this, they'll put Driver to the left and Spear to the right on second down and seven. This time Bloom fakes it, keeps it himself, right up the middle, has room, 15, 10, tripped up at the 8-yard line, first and goal Whippets.
So there's that blast right over the left guard that you've been waiting for to pick up the yardage like that.
No scoring so far in the second half, but Minden is hoping to change that. With 2:27 to go in the third quarter, it's 13-7 St. Paul, first and goal Minden at the 8-yard line. What a play by Bloom.
Now Christian Swink is exited from the ballgame. Looks like he's got a cramp in his left leg.
Stay Wildcat. Ball the left hash. Bloom takes the snap. Bloom keeps it himself. Room over the right tackle. He gets to the five before St. Paul stacks him up and makes the tackle. And he still kept the legs churning. And finally the whistle blows, but really all he did was move kind of from the right side of the offensive line to the left side of the offensive line. When he's tackled, it's going to be a gain of three.
Well, coming over to get the plays from Coach Dunn is Jack Rafferty. He's the one that brings them in almost every down here lately.
There is some energy right now in the offense here for Minden. Second and goal. Ball just outside the 5-yard line. Lewis to the left of Bloom is taking the snap, and he's going to keep it again off the left side. Gets down to the 2, and it's going to be third and goal. Bloom just running it straight ahead. He's looking where the gap is, and he is following his blockers, and a gain of 3.
You're looking at right at about the extra point, just inside the extra point line right now, 2 yards away, 1:10 on this clock as it's running.
The Whippets now 3rd and 2, and St. Paul can kind of sell out here. Can't expect a pass. Let's see what Bloom wants to do. Little motion for Spear, and he will keep it himself. Bloom follows the tackler, left side, end zone, touchdown, Minden. We're tied at 13 on the 2-yard touchdown run by Carson Bloom. And following his blockers there, Tony, he's following the guys not only on the line of scrimmage, but he's following the men in the backfield that get out there and lay a little bit of wood, and Jack Rafferty is the guy he followed that time.
Yeah, I don't know how you can make 3 white jerseys miss when you only need 2 yards, but he sidestepped 2 or 3 guys and just kept his legs going.
So after a defensive third quarter, we get our first points here with under a minute to go, and an important extra point for Derek Kissinger, the straight-on kicker for the lead. The kick is up, and the kick is good. There is a penalty flag, but that penalty is going to be on St. Paul for leaping. One of their guys just jumped right on the back of the nose tackle. He was 15 feet in the air, and so that's going to be a leaping penalty. I would be shocked. I'm 99.9% sure that that's what we're going to see. And in high school football, they may not even know what the signal is for leaping. But Minden, with the extra point, takes a 14-13 lead. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Like, I think when he landed on Parker Ayers' arm, big number 78 down there, really in some pain right now.
This is going to be one of those penalties, I think, that you can assess on the kickoff.
Well, they're
too.
Saying it's on Minden now. I think it's what Bloom just came over.
No, he said it's good. Now he wants to know if they want to accept the penalty. Personal foul. That's exactly what it is. And I think this can be taken on the kick. Again, you don't see this very often, and that's exactly what's going to happen. It'll be assessed on the kick. So with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter, C1 State playoffs, it is now Minden 14, St. Paul 13, and we'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
And back from Minden, where with 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play, Minden has got on the board our first score of the second half. They have taken the lead 14-13 over St. Paul. A good drive with Carson Bloom doing most of the damage on the Wildcat formation and doing most of the runs on his own.
Yeah, Tony, they went to the Wildcat for the first time early in this drive, and it worked. Bloom, the big play there, the 28-yard tip pass. St. Paul probably should have had their third interception, but it bounced off Sopke's fingertips and into the hands of Craig Driver. Got him a first down at the 22, and now Minden gets to kick it away from midfield. And St. Paul will watch it sail into the end zone. The leaping, Tony, you can jump on the guy, but you can't land on the guy if you take more than one step. Just talking to some of the folks in the press box here, including Coach Darryl Morris from UNK. So that is why the ball's kicked into the end zone, and St. Paul will have their worst starting field position of the night at their own 20 after the touchback.
And when you do that, there's no, it's just a, it's basically a personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct for doing that. That is a call.
Well, Craig Driver, a couple of big plays here in the second half to help Minden take the lead back. A lot of football game left to go here. It is 14-13. The difference, the blocked extra point by Jared Spear in the second quarter. And now Casey Poss leads his troops up for the first play after the touchdown. They'll send Townsend in motion. Low snap gets between Poss's leg. He picks it up. He's trying to find some room to run, and he is going to be brought down at the 11-yard line. He had just enough time to look and see that there was room, but couldn't get any momentum behind him. And St. Paul now, the things, you can just envision this from Coach Brulette and his staff, the things that were killing him early in the year are starting to creep up here in the third quarter. It's going to be second and 19.
Well, Poss turns around and thinks he's playing the Minnesota Vikings. Like, well, there's Jared Allen, there's Chad Greenway right in my face. Slam him to the ground immediately, and that's bad field position again here for St. Paul.
Second and 19 at their own 11. Nobody in the backfield this time but Poss in the shotgun, and he will turn. Marlene's there. Poss is going to keep it off the left side. He'll get to the 15 and stretch forward to the 16-yard line, and he'll get 5 yards back, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. 12 minutes left in somebody's season here at Cooper Field. It's the Minden Whippets 14, the St. Paul Wildcats 13. It'll be third down and 14 for St. Paul at their own 15-yard line when we start the fourth quarter in a minute.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
Back to the Valentino Score Hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Ravenna now leads Chase County 27-13, 6.5 to go third quarter, and the Blue Jays have just picked off a pass. Tony, you got a couple other scores for us.
Yeah, Alma's taking the commanding 31-0 lead over the Shelton Bulldogs. Perkins County 13, Hershey 0 after 3. And Donovan 23, Sutton 8. That's after three quarters of play.
Third down and 14, St. Paul at their own 15. Townsend in motion. Poss back to pass, under pressure, tries to scramble. He's running for his life, rolls to the right inside the 10, throws it incomplete. great coverage by Minden, trying to get it out there to Tanner Kolar, and Poff did a great job to avoid not getting sacked back at about his own 5-yard line. Minden just brought them all, and it's going to be a punting situation for St. Paul.
Yeah, he's getting chased around. Jeremy Johnson, Paul Carlson, Kissinger's back there, all three of them trying to run him down, and Poss escapes to the outside, but a good job of the pursuit, which forced him to force his hand is what it did. He just threw the ball away.
And St. Paul now has got to get things turned around.
All the emotions. All the emotions on Minden's side.
This has not been a good second half so far for the Wildcats, and they will punt it. Standing at their own 5 is Poss. Here's the rugby. He dropped it, but he picks it up, boots it away. Down the right sideline, bounces the 43, rolls to the 50, gets into Minden territory at the 46-yard line. So it turns out pretty well. That's a 39-yard punt with no return.
Yeah, I was going to say, heck, maybe you should drop them more often. It's the best one of the night by far.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We have got a couple more finals for you. Grand Island Central Catholic 45, Battle Creek 35, North Platte St. Pat's 51-0 over Cross County. That is late fourth. And Arapahoe beats Burwell 60-46 in a high-scoring ball game. Here it is 14-13 Minden. First play for them to start the fourth quarter, 11:42 to go. Ball at the 46-yard line, back to the wing tee. Rafferty off the right side, tripped up, dives forward for two. And again, the story is not, it's hard to believe. You look at there's 14-13. If you looked at these stats, you'd say it's 3-0 or 6-0 or that there was a defensive score, because Carson Bloom has had a very good third quarter of play. They started on the Wildcat. They didn't go back to it here, but Bloom has rushed for 32 yards so far in this second half, and it has 60 yards, and that is by far the most anybody has for Minden. Now they're going to give it to Bloom on a toss play. He'll get a couple more. It's a midfield, and it's going to bring up third down and 6. Tony, obvious question here is, the Wildcat worked. Why'd they go away from it? Or will they go back to it here? We got a man down. Got a man down with a cramp. So the good thing is it's only a cramp here for that might be Bloom down with the cramp there. I can't quite tell because I'm shaded by the official. And it's going to be third down and about 5. They gave him actually a pretty good spot across midfield. So while they work out the cramp, we can tell you there's 10:55 to go in the ball game. It is Minden 14 and St. Paul 13. It's going to be third and a solid 5 here for the Whippets when we come back in 30 seconds.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now, Carson Bloom will walk off, but pretty good cramp there. You can tell it's going to take him a little bit to shake off the stinger. And now if you wanted to go Wildcat, you probably can't because he was the man that was back there taking the snap. So the ball will be at the St. Paul 49-yard line, third down and 5 here for Minden. They lead it 14-13, a minute into the fourth quarter. They're going to line up in that double wing, and Spear will take the place of Bloom with the left wing back, and they will turn and hand it to Spear. Spear, room right side, and as he leans for the first down, he's going to be hit in midair and dropped short. That's a good job of tackling. Townsend was in there, among others, for St. Paul, and it's going to be fourth at about a yard and a half. We'll give Spear 4 on the play.
I think Townsend was the guy that hit him up high. It was Cody Berman down low, big number 63 running.
Minden going to try and quick snap it here. St. Paul rushing a guy off the field. Kissinger quarterback sneak. And this is not as good as the last time they ran this play. It's all on the spot.
But he's got it pretty easy by where that official on the other side came in, Doug. I think he's going to get a good quarter, I'd say a good football ahead of where it needs to be.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. That is a first down. So got what he needed. Yard and a half, move the chains for Minden. So Kissinger, the only two times that he has ran the ball outside of the sacks are two quarterback sneaks. First down and 10. Ball now at the 44-yard line of St. Paul. Back to the wing tee. Double wing Rafferty from the left to the right. As he tries to make a cut, he's upended there by Dan Luck. And all he does is fall forward for about a yard.
Minden quite content right now to take time off of this clock and play the field position battle and keep the ball on this end of the field, I think.
They would really like to only give St. Paul the ball one more time here. 9:40 and the clock rolling. Now, neither team has burned a timeout here in the second half, so keep that in mind. Second down and 9 for the Whippets at the Cat 43. Fake the handoff. Kissinger wants to throw. Looking left, looking right, under pressure. Now he'll throw it out there, and it is incomplete. He was throwing it away.
Yeah.
Good job there by Chris Grahams, who was out in the pattern, and then he busted off the play and ran deep. But all that Kissinger was trying to do there was throw it in the general direction of him. They also had Miles Steen going deep. Incomplete. Kissinger,
yeah, well,
that's his first pass attempt of the second half.
Swoboda, Wysocki, also the leading tackler, Tyler Roan, running him down. Kissinger doing a good job of saying, hey, that's fine. We'll throw this thing away. Live to play another down.
Swoboda out, Kostler in as they go into a nickel package here on third down and 9 at the 43-yard line. Spear in motion. They'll hand it inside to Rafferty and nowhere to go. Busting things up. Wysocki. Luck is there again for the tackle. Wysocki, though, really threw the playoff, and Luck came through and finished it off, and Rafferty is going to lose a yard, and it's going to be fourth down and 10.
Like one thing that's a little strange here, a play like that, which forces fourth down, forces Minden to punt, there's nobody jumping. There's no energy for St. Paul. There's nobody slapping each other on the helmet saying, let's go, guys. There just seems to be no emotion.
And remember, they were on a three-game losing streak before thumping O'Neal last week, 41-3, and O'Neal was a 3-4 team trying to get into the playoffs. So punt coming up. Here comes a big rush. The kick is away. It's high. And it is going to be fielded. No, they're going to back away. It's at the 25, the 20, and it's going to stop at the 15-yard line down there by Jonas Lovin at the 10-yard line. It's going to be a punt of 34 yards and no return. Pretty good one that time for Rafferty.
Yeah, I think they're going to move this ball. I think the Minden kid actually hit his leg about the, 19.
Okay.
So they'll move it from the 15 to the 19, and that's where they'll have it first. And right away there's a beanbag thrown in. That's what they're going to do, Doug.
Well, that'll make it a 25-yard punt then, but still it's inside the 20. And it'll be first down and 10, St. Paul at the 19-yard line, but they have not got anything going in the second half, just one first down, and they trail by one. Boy, that missed extra point looms huge after Spear blocked it. Out of the shotgun, it's a straight quarterback draw for Paz, trying to get him outside, gets to the corner, but doesn't get much once he turns it, and is going to be up to about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Poff didn't look like he had anything over there, Doug, and it's a gain of 5.
Well,
so
yeah, they actually push him 4. They're going to give him more than it looked like. Let's say it's 7, second down and 3.
Yeah, good. That was all Poff on his own, it looked like.
Poff, 79 yards rushing, 70 of that, though, in the first half on 9 carries. He's got 6 carries for 9 yards, and he was sacked 2 of those 6 carries here in the second half. Second and 3 out of the shotgun again. And he is this time going to keep it again after the fullback dive. Derek Barleen fake, comes to the left side, and he'll have the first down, 35-36. Same play, they just ran it to the other side.
So Minden comes out of the football saying, we want it. Poss that time goes right down on top of his own player. That's Tanner Kolar over there that got spun around from a block. They actually collide to bring him down.
9-yard gain on the play, and St. Paul will have their second first down of the half. 7:47 to go in the game. 14-13 Minden, and St. Paul has it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Poss out of the shotgun, and Barleen flanking him to the right. They've got twins to the right side. Wideouts come in tight now on the left side, and Poss is going to give it to Barleen. Little hole up the middle. He'll get to the 40-yard line, a gain of 4.
Rafferty right there, along with Steen in on the tackle for the Whippets.
Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we're all done. Now with a minute left of the third quarter, Ravenna 27, Chase County 20. Milford, a 3-0 winner today over Centennial. That's a final. Townsend in motion. This time they'll hand it to him. Getting from left to right, breaks the tackle. He's into the secondary, 45-50, and he is going to be tackled at the 45-yard line of Minden. Nice run for Townsend, just his second carry of the night, 15 yards.
Doug, you mentioned Milford, that 3-0 victory. We saw Boone Anderson kick the ball and thought he could be a real weapon down the stretch. Didn't need to Didn't know they'd need to use him in the first round of the playoffs, but regardless, they come away a winner.
They're the number one seed, Tony. Centennial was handled easily by some of the teams around this area. First down and 10. Man in motion again. Draw play, pass. Has room. 40, 35, into the clear. 25, left side, 20, 15, 10, 5. And he is drugged down at the 1 by Cremosa. And a good block downfield by Devin Sokol.
Well, now you're starting to see some emotion from the Wildcats.
49-yard run, first and goal at the 1.
Well, where did this drive come from, Doug? I left them for dead, to be honest with you.
Well, a play like that changes everything in this football game. Takes you from midfield to gimme scoring range. Poss is going to line up under center here. He's got a fullback and he's got an eye back in Roan and Barlene. First and goal at the 1 for St. Paul. Poss, long count, takes the snap. Barlene, right side, huge hole, goes in untouched. Touchdown, St. Paul. And now you got to go for 2 if you're the Wildcats. You're up 19-14.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the right call. You want to make this back to get it a touchdown game. And really, all of a sudden, the momentum, which I thought was all on the Whippets, you know, even before that long run, Doug, they were moving the ball for 2 first downs back here that I didn't see coming.
Well, Minden right now has got to be wondering what it takes to advance in the playoffs. Here is a football team that's been in the playoffs numerous times but has not won a playoff game since 85. Going for 2, shotgun pass, rolls out, throws it underneath, and there's nobody there. And yeah. So the two-point conversion is no good. Driver actually knocks it down. It was 6:34 to go in the game. It is St. Paul 19, Minden 14, and we're back with the kickoff after this on KKPR.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an AgriNational agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And it is 19-14. St. Paul has taking the lead here, Tony.
Yeah, Somke tees this ball up. St. Paul is ready to go, and there is emotion for the first time in the second half out of this group.
So here we go. The kick is away, and it is going to be a squib kick bouncing around. Pick up the 13, Cremosa, right side 20, 25, and with not many blockers after that, he'll be brought down at the 26-yard line. Tony, last year they lost to Gothenburg. We were here 2 years ago in Crofton. We knew that they were going to get good, and they won that football game in an 8-9 matchup. 07 Boone Central. 06 St. Paul beat them 41-14 when they had that unbeaten team. 04 Boone Central. 02 Adams Central. 95 was the first time before that, Southern Valley. 88 Lexington. 87 Ord. The last time they won a playoff game, they beat Gothenburg in overtime in 1985 before losing to eventual state champion Grand Island Northwest. And now they're down 5. Ball at their own 25-yard line. Swing pass, that might be behind the line of scrimmage. No, they're going to call it incomplete. A risky play, the first play after you fall behind to Jared Spear. That's very close to being a backwards pass than a lateral.
Yeah, that official immediately, that's a good job by the official on the far side, immediately determining was it forward or was it behind him.
In the third quarter, Blue Hill 26, Kearney Catholic 7 on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Apparently last week wasn't the one you wanted to win.
Ravenna now 33-20 over Chase County, a lot higher scoring than we thought. Out of the shotgun, low snap, picked up by Kissinger, wants to throw. Left side, underneath, got a man, complete rapidly. First down, 35-40, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds before he can get away down the field at the 40-yard line. First down and 10, 4 minutes.
You know what? I think the official did a great job, Doug, of blowing that whistle and continuing to blow it because he snuck like he was going down the sideline. It had been real easy 15 yards down the play when he's falling that out to blow him up and get a 15-yard penalty on top of it.
So a first down here for Minden. 6:16 to go in the ball game. 19-14 St. Paul. Whippets ball on their own 40-yard line. Two wideouts out of a unbalanced dive formation. Spear in motion. Toss sweep right side. Rafferty looking for room, and he didn't get anything. He's going to be wrapped up after a one-yard gain. The tackle made there by Dan Luke. They want a flag here, but he tackled him on top of himself,
right,
Tony, so he technically wasn't down yet. And so he kept spinning to make sure he had him on the ground. It was a clean play. It just looked a little excessive. It's a gain of one. And Carson Bloom, who had that cramp, Tony, still not back in the ball game.
Yeah, he's over here. They went down and got him another bottle of water, trying to apparently get some fluids back in him. And you got to think, so there's a timeout Wildcats.
And defensively now, St. Paul is going to call the timeout, as you said, Tony. So a second down and 9 coming up for Minden. The ball is at their own 41-yard line after St. Paul scores to take a 19-14 lead. 5:46 to go in the game, and we'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Curl Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
We come back to action here. Minden will line up. Bloom's back in. Toss sweep to him. It's going to be a halfback pass, and it's underthrown to Jared Spear. And, Tony, it was only about a 10-yard pass, and it was at his ankle. Spear tried to reach back and grab it, but just couldn't. Incomplete.
Yeah, a lot of times you see that halfback pass, you're going to go for the big hit, you know, the flea flicker, hook and ladder, something of that nature. You're right. They're trying to get a first down there is all they were trying to do.
And welcome back to High School Football Classic Hits 98.9. It is 3rd and 9, Minden trailing by 5. Kissinger back to pass over the middle. He's got a man wide open, 45-40, 35, and he's tripped up by Casey Pasta, safety at the 34-yard line. That's the first time they've run that play tonight, and it worked to perfection.
You know what? There's a lot of traffic in the middle of that field. Kissinger throws a rocket in an absolute strike. And a great reception by Bloom. No doubt about it who your player of the game is here for the Whippets. It's Carson Bloom has been all over the place here offensively.
26-yard gain now at the St. Paul 34-yard line. Back to the double wing. Rafferty trying to get outside. Great job by St. Paul to string it out. The tackle made Isaac Stone.
I think a face mask comes in late. They're going to call a personal foul.
No, you're right, Tony. What a great job by the St. Paul defense to string it out for a loss of one. And then not a 5-yard face mask, a 15-yard face mask as he's falling down. And that's going to move the ball near the 20, and in fact, I think inside the 20-yard line. And that, ironically, the first penalty of the second half.
Well, the white hat was following that play over there immediately. He knew exactly what he wanted to, the penalty he was calling, and it must have been grabbed awfully hard because it was an easy call for him.
5:19 to go. St. Paul 19, Minden 14, but now Minden is in the red zone. 1st and 10 at the Wildcat 18-yard line. Driver to the left, Spear to the right, back to the wing tee. Kissinger under center, quick snap, bobbled it, back to pass, covered, pressure, and he is going to be set. The sack is made. Here he is again, Dan Luck. Drops him all the way back at the 25-yard line. Kissinger was still pump faking as he was coming down and just didn't have anybody open to throw it to, and that's going to be a big loss on the play of about 7. We'll call it 2nd and 17. That is the 3rd sack of the ball game for St. Paul's defense.
There are two finals from the East, Ashton Greenwood 17, Columbus Good at 7. That is now a final, and the Pendragons have advanced, defeating Randolph 56-8.
Pender, second and 17, only 4.5 to go. Minden needs to get in. Fake the swing pass. Want to go deep. Got him on the seam. Bloom, but it's underthrown and batted away.
Kissinger never had his feet set, Doug. He was falling away the whole time on that pass. Bloom had his guy beat by 3 yards, and he got the pass out ahead of him. Bloom walks into the end zone.
Nolan Detlef knocks it away, and now Minden burns a timeout, which leaves him with only two. This is that crucial situation. If you don't get it, you're still in a position maybe where you can get the ball back with three timeouts or two. I mean, this isn't the worst, but you want to see what you can do here. You move the ball right down the field. You get a nice couple of big plays in there. Then all of a sudden, a sack and an incomplete pass and out that wheel route. It's 3rd and 17, and Minden will burn their first timeout. 4:25 to go in the game. It's St. Paul 19, Minden 14, and we'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda back at Cooper Field in Minden. Well, the season on the line right now for the Whippets, 3rd and 17 at the St. Paul 25-yard line with 4:20 to go. They're down 19-14 out of the shotgun. Kissinger, plenty of time. Now he's being tackled, still standing, tries to throw it, got it to Rafferty, up to the 25 and back to the 22. So instead of losing six, they get about four. That's three times that Kissinger just won't go down. The last couple of times they finally drug him down because nobody's open, but now it is 4th and 13.
You're looking at a 39-yarder. Don't know if that's an option here to get it to being a needing a field goal to win the thing and get the ball back.
Into the little breeze, that's too much to probably ask if it's not going to win it. So it's 4th and 13 for Minden. Kissinger back to pass. Here comes the rush. Over the middle, Bloom wide open. And the ball is discharged. They call it incomplete. He caught the ball and then was absolutely just leveled at the goal line. And I believe that's Tyler Rohn that jarred the ball loose. They're going to say it's an incomplete pass. And taking over the ball will be St. Paul.
Well, Bloom wants a helmet-to-helmet hit on Rohn that time, and he's not going to get the call. He got behind them. They had a linebacker matched up on him, and I'm sure the St. Paul coaching staff is saying that was not by design on that play. But he tried to go to the ground, and Roan just separated the ball from him. That's what he did.
Yeah, Bloom got open. The pass just a little behind him. He jumped into the air, falling backwards. As he's falling backwards, just got nailed and couldn't hang on when he hit the ground. And here comes St. Paul now. First down and 10 at the 22-yard line. They'll hand it off over the right side at a quick tackle. Nothing doing there for Barlene. Derek Barlene, in fact, is going to lose a yard. It's second down and 11. Minden elects not to use a timeout. They have two remaining, according to my chart. So Barlene, only 17 yards rushing tonight. If you're not Casey Poss, the rest of the team has a total of 46 yards rushing. It is second down and 11. Poss, a little some late substitutions here. St. Paul breaks the huddle. Poss is under center. Shifting, and Poss will turn and hand it off. Barley, no, Poss is going to keep it himself, and he is in trouble in the backfield, and he is going to be tripped up. Good pursuit by Jack Rafferty as he dove across the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him at about the 23, and Minden will use a timeout here. They almost shoved him out of bounds, Tony.
Yeah, that would have, Poss, being the core, you know, the leader he is, knows that he couldn't go out of bounds there. I think probably decided, no, I better get down on this.
Now, coming into the game, Casey Poss, according to the St. Paul stats provided to us, for the year, had 142 yards rushing. I have him tonight for 141, almost doubling his season total. It was a gain of about 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 8. 2:52 to go in the game. St. Paul 19, Minden 14, and St. Paul facing that 3rd and 8, and the ball is at their own 23-yard line. And we'll just keep it here. A couple of more scores, I think, have come in to us. Crofton defeats West Holt 49-21. Blue Hill leads Kearney Catholic 33-14 early in the fourth. After three, Eustace Farnham leads Anselmo Myrna 46-14. Donovan Trumbull leads Sutton 17-8 in the third quarter of play. We'll have a lot more in our Misco Sports postgame show. Alma all over Shelton in the fourth quarter as well. Last check, 31-3. Pleasanton was a winner earlier tonight. Bertrand, Kennesaw, Axtell were winners earlier tonight. Here we go. 3rd down and 8 for St. Paul at their own 23-yard line, leading it by 5. Poss going to throw the football out of the flat, and it is dropped. Provosta on the coverage. I'm not sure it would have been enough for a first down to Tyler Roan anyway. It was just a little 3-yard dump-off pass, and Provosta was right on his hip. But Roan doesn't catch it, and not only don't you catch it, now that stops the clock at 2:48.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. If you're not going to run the ball, you got to do the 3-yard out. But Roan's got to secure the football and immediately go down or dive to try and get the first down, and he didn't do it.
I don't mind that either. St. Paul's trying to win the football game. They're 4-4, and they're trying to finish it off here. The winner will get either Boone Central or Broken Bow. Haven't had a second-half update on that one. We'll see if Merrick can wrangle us up a final. That should be over. Time to punt. Will Minden bring everybody? Here's the snap, a little high. Posse doesn't even mess with the rugby. He kicks it. It's very short. This depends on the bounce. Takes a pretty good bounce. Spear, they've done a good job. He hasn't been allowed to return anything tonight, and it's going to roll down to about the 37-yard line.
Well, Doug, obviously everybody in St. Paul is looking at number 5, Carson Bloom, and the damage he's been doing, the way he's been able to get open down the middle of the field, the pass is right, I'm talking right in the middle, the center of the field. But don't forget, it was Spear a week ago that came down with a 61-yarder to win the game. They've got some other capable receivers that can turn in a big play.
We'll call it a 40-yard punt with no return. Minden has one timeout. They take over at their own 37, 1st and 10. St. Paul leads at 19-14, 2:38 to go. And St. Paul is going to call a timeout here on defense. That is their second timeout. Wanted to probably see what they were lining up in offensively. The Wildcat did them well, but Kissinger was lined up in the pistol formation. So timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. 2:38 to go in the game. St. Paul 19, Minden 14. Minden first down when we come back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Each team, one timeout remaining. We're ready to go again now. First down, out of the shotgun this time will be Kissinger. 3-4 wideouts, back to pass. Back to block is Lewis. The pass is tipped and intercepted at 45, 40. 35, St. Paul to the 30, and pushed out inside the 30-yard line is Quinn Brouillette. The pass was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and Brouillette just playing center field at his middle linebacker position, comes up with the pick, the third interception of the night.
The freshman makes a play for the Wildcats, and Jack Rafferty just flying in from behind him, trying to separate the ball and make a big play back to get Minden back the ball, but Brouillette does a good job of covering it up. And now Minden securely with their backs against the wall.
Dad definitely likes that over there, head coach Travis Brouillette. The ball is at the Minden 27-yard line. Only one timeout left. A first down could wrap it up. Here they come. Poss, stretch play right side. Penalty flag on the backside of the play again. And we'll see what this is about. might be offsides on Minden. Across the 25 and close to the 23-yard line. We'll see what the side judge on the Minden sideline has to say. Well, he threw the flag, and he's not even in the discussion right now. What's going on? Is there another flag out there, Tony?
I don't think so.
The side judge hasn't even gone up to the referee yet. Okay, here we go. Let's see what the officials are going to tell us. Tripping on the offense. That is a major penalty. Wipes out about a 5-yard gain and moves the football back 15 yards on the tripping penalty. So another major penalty on St. Paul. That's going to bring up first and 25 all the way back at the 43-yard line. They need to get to the 18.
But now they start the clock.
Yeah, that's I hate that. You don't really get hurt on that penalty when you're just trying to run the clock out. They got Poss of the shotgun here. Surprise Coach Brouillette just doesn't play it a little safer here. You don't want to come away with any mistakes. But Poss of the shotgun, got to look for him to keep the ball or Barlene on a little fullback dive. Take it as much time as he can. Send a man in motion. Here's the snap. Poss follows Barlene. He fumbled the ball. He ran into Barlene. Lewis is trying to rip it away from Poss on the ground, but the official says that Poss held onto it. Uh-oh. And now penalty flags, and this could end the football game. If that's a 15-yarder and a first down, no, they're going to call it on St. Paul. Dead ball, personal foul, St. Paul, oh my.
Well, what difference does it make? Doesn't start the clock again.
Well, and you got to take it because it's a dead ball. It'll be second down and 30. 15-yard personal foul penalty on St. Paul.
Well, I don't understand if they're gonna rule this and start the clock, then I don't know why they don't jump off sides with 2 seconds left. Back them up five, start the clock, run it down.
So Poss, with a little bit of motion there, flat out ran into his fullback Barlene and fumbled the football, and Lewis just couldn't quite get to it in time. This will bring up second down and 30. Now, remember, Minden does have a timeout left. The ball is back at the St. Paul 41. It's St. Paul 19, Minden 14. And St. Paul would have to get some frequent flyer mileage here to convert a first down, but that's not the key. They just want to run the clock. Second down and forever to go. A minute 40, the clock running. Yeah, I don't understand this on the personal foul. Of course, the ball was stopped. I mean, the fumble, Tony, of course, obviously would have kept the clock running. So taking as much time as he can, Poss running the clock down under center. And, of course, Minden's trying to get in there and strip the ball. They'll hand it to Barlene, safety play, and he actually gets free for a few yards across the 45. Just won't go down, and he's going to be stopped there at the 48. Minden wants to call a timeout with a minute 19 to go. So tenth times here at Minden, a 6-yard gain on the play for Derek Barlene, and Minden will call their final timeout, stopping the clock with a minute 19 to go, and Whippet Nation just has to be struck again. What does it take to win in the playoffs? They have not been able to get the job done here since 85, and by the time they get the ball back, it'll be about 30 seconds to go in this football game. It's 19-14 St. Paul, a minute 19 to go. We'll be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Third down and 20, well, a lot more than that. They need to get to the 18. So that's 32 and 3, 30, third and 34, 35 yards to go here, a minute 19 to go. St. Paul has the lead, though, 19-14. They'll put Poss in the shotgun. with two wideouts to the left. On the wing to the right side is Tanner Kolar. They will send Townsend in motion. They will give it to Townsend trying to get around the end. He will just dive forward to the 50 to the 49. Minden is out of timeouts, a four-yard gain. And it'll be about 30 seconds before they have to punt the ball. So, Tony, not looking good for the Minden Whippets. They got them all back, and they had it out here at the 37-yard line of the very first play with about 2:40 to go. The pass was tipped and intercepted by Quinn Brulliette. And then two 15-yard penalties pushed them all back.
Yeah, they got 12 players out there. I want to make sure they get the right amount out. But they get one off here late.
St. Paul probably will run it all the way down here and use a timeout, 40 seconds. Probably need to take that timeout right around 33. Well, we get a couple more seconds than that, 36. So St. Paul is going to call the timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here. Tony, you've got the final on the other side of this bracket.
Yeah, Boone Central has ended Broken Bow's season. 21 for Boone Central, 9 for the Indians of Broken Bow as they are eliminated. In other scores, we've got a few coming in. Giltner 6-6, Dorchester 3. That is now a final. Newman Grove 56, Shelby 20. That is a final. Loomis 26, Med Valley 0. That is a final. Norfolk Catholic 56, Wayne 6. So that is also a final.
Well, the dangerous Jared Spear has not had a chance to run the ball back at all tonight. Casey Poss set to punt the ball. Spear the only one there. 9 guys rushing. Rugby punt. Kicked away. Spear's going to get a chance. He fields it at the 24, 30, looking for a block, and just nothing there. The ball is fumbled. The ball is on the ground. The ball is covered by Minden.
No,
St. Paul's on it. Boy, they just don't celebrate. St. Paul covers it. Sean Wysocki. Wysocki covers it, and St. Paul's going to win the game. Spear was looking so hard to find a seam so he could score a touchdown. Then he just got hit on the side. He wasn't going straight down the field. He turned to his left, and that's when the ball was separated, and this football game is over. St. Paul needs to snap it one more time, and they are going to advance on in the playoffs and continue the playoff misery for the Minden Whippets, who, Tony, I thought were a very good football team. Their losses to Gothenburg, their losses to Milford, who is the number one seed in the East, maybe that 3-0 game tonight, maybe that tells us something. Maybe they're not that good at Milford. I mean, I think they are, but when you only beat the 16 seed 3-0, maybe a couple of these big wins just weren't what we thought they were for Minden. And 3 interceptions, close drives tonight, and Minden now gets in victory formation as Minden is out of timeout. St. Paul in victory formation to snap it here with Casey Poss, the player of the game tonight. He'll take the snap. He'll back up, he'll take a knee, and that's going to be your football game. And St. Paul comes on the road and keeps their season alive. After not getting anything done in the third quarter, they were able to get things turned around on a key 49-yard run by Casey Poss, took him to the one, and set up the one-yard run by I-back Derek Barline. And the final score, the St. Paul Wildcats 19, the Minden Whippets 14. Minden will end their season at 6-3. St. Paul will advance on to the playoffs with a record of 5-4, and St. Paul will travel to their arch nemesis Albion and play at Boone Central on Wednesday night. And you got a feel for Sam Dunn. You bring up the injuries too, Tony. We know that St. Paul had a little bit of an advantage, a lot of advantage on the line tonight. Minden just couldn't get anything going up the middle. That's why they went to the Wildcat. That's why they tried to get the ball in the air a couple of times. It didn't work out for them. Spear was a non-factor in the second half offensively. They tried to get it to him on a couple of run plays out of the double, out of the wing. But Minden didn't get the ball where they wanted to get the ball to in this football game tonight. And St. Paul had early injuries, but apparently healed up enough, and Casey Poss put him on his shoulders, and they win another playoff game.
Yeah, Doug, I made the comment there in the fourth quarter. I just left this team for dead. There was no emotion. There's plenty of emotion right now. This is an excited football team. You know, usually you get a feel before the game and talking to the coaches, you know, and say, hey, you like your chances? And both of these coaches look you dead in the eyes and say, I think we're two darn evenly matched football teams. This should be a great football game tonight, and that's what we were treated to. They were pretty evenly matched. It comes down to turnovers. If you're Minden and you're shaking your head saying we had our opportunities, and then we had the opportunity with Bloom down the middle of the field, the player you wanted to get, he was a playmaker for you all night long, the second half especially. and just could not hold on the football. And don't blame that on the kid. It was a jarring hit, separated the ball from him by Tyler Roan, leading tackler for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Roan played very well again tonight, as he has all year for St. Paul. And in case you missed it, when it got to be 19-14, Minden marched down the field, and they had a fourth down play. It was fourth and 13 at about the 22-yard line, and they ran that little wheel route once. This time they put Bloom in the seam, and he immediately sprinted past the linebackers into the middle of the field, turned around to look for the ball, leapt in the air, his back facing the goal line. He caught the ball on the way down. Roan timed it perfectly and just clocked him. One of the two hardest hits of the night. Minden put one on St. Paul, and that was the hardest hit of the night for the Wildcats on Minden. And he came to the ground, the ball rolled away, and that turned it over on downs to St. Paul. Minden got the ball back, but the very next play, a tip pass, resulted in an interception, and that was pretty much it. Minden falls tonight at home by a score of 19-14. They end up turning it over four times because they did fumble it there on that punt return at the very end.
Yeah, Doug, and anybody driving home right now listening to us, if you're a Whippet fan, isn't going to make you feel any better about tonight. But you look at these juniors that will return as seniors, and looks to be a special group. Carson Bloom, junior. You look at your quarterback, junior. Christian Swinka, junior. Jack Rafferty, junior. Paul Carlson, sophomore. You look on the line, Trevor Keane, junior. Jeremy Johnson, junior. Chris Grahams is a senior, which rounds out things. You know, the seniors are gone, and it's a sick feeling right now as your season comes to an end.
Especially, Tony, for the guys that were hurt. Now, you're going to get Jared Sanford back, but Lane Blankenbaker probably is as sick as anybody, because it looked like he was going to be able to play next week on Wednesday if they won this football game. And then last week, Ethan DeLay got hurt against Grand Island Central Catholic. He's out for the season, so seniors there, Blankenbaker, Miles Steen, Craig Driver, Ethan DeLate, Bryce Lewis, who was a big part of this football team, Luke Pieper, Jake Myers, and Chris Grahams. They are the seniors that play their final football game in a Minden Whippet uniform here tonight. We're going to take a break. A lot more coming up. Don't forget the Friday night scoreboard show, playoff edition. Boy, the game seemed like it was just rocketing along. I look at my watch, it's almost 9:30. The second half, obviously, a lot longer time frame than the first half was, but 19-14, St. Paul wins at the Misco Sports postgame show coming up, then the Friday night scoreboard show, all the playoff scores, recaps, and more. So keep it right here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets! Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Cooper Field. We want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Carl Ashman and all the fine sponsors. I don't think that we said thanks quite enough tonight to, as always, the fine sponsors, because we had such an exciting ball game and a lot going on. And love the guys from Minden, love the gang from St. Paul as well, and we've got to see these kids grow up quite a bit. And Tony, as we go to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week, including late night on Thursdays till 8. They're open there for your shopping convenience, and get you set up with Nebraska shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children, over 40 styles. And, of course, unfortunately, we say this time of the year, so many kids see their season come to an end. You start thinking about winter sports, basketball, wrestling, whatever it is you compete in. They've got the shoes, the practice gear, the gym bags, the balls, all you need at Misco Sports. It is definitely a tale of two different types of postseasons for these teams. As we said, Minden has now lost in the first round of the playoffs for the 10th consecutive year. And that, you know, the playoff formats have changed over the years. Sometimes you have played a postseason game and it wasn't officially known as a playoff game. And for St. Paul, Tony, they have had a lot of success in the first round. This is their fourth straight first-round victory. But in the second round, lost to Albion 28-25 to end their unbeaten season in 06. In 08, lost to Gothenburg 14-9. And last year, lost to the top seed unbeaten Shadron at home in four overtimes. And now they get another shot at Boone Central, who upset Broken Bow tonight.
You're right, and I don't know if anybody saw that game coming. That Broken Bow would go deep into the playoffs and have a chance to get a rematch down the road. You know, it is a crazy night of football. What great weather we've had, though, all year long, and then tonight and tomorrow night, supposed to be wonderful weather for playoff action. But it's a sick feeling. If you're minute 85, is that right? Is that what you said? The last time that they won
Yep.
That was 11.
That was a long time ago, the 25-year class reunion for some people. We're going to take a break and be back with all the stats right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And we are back at the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Final score, St. Paul 19 and Minden 14. We'll look at all the final stats in just a moment, but Tony Davis takes us to the Valentino's scoreline for a bunch of scores. Tony?
Well, right now in the middle of the fourth, Blue Hill continues to lead Kearney Catholic 33-22. Although Kearney Catholic has narrowed the gap, Blue Hill remains in the lead of that one. Elwin Murdoch, 28. Lutheran High, Northeast, 0. That is now a final. Eustace Farnham, 59. And Selma Myrna, 26. That is a final. Donovan has advanced in the second round, beating Sutton 36-22. Wahoo, 45. Arlington, 0. That is a final. Giltner, 66. Dorchester, 3. Newman Grove, 56. Shelby, 20. All these are now final. Loomis, 26. Medicine Valley, 0. Norfolk Catholic, 56. Wayne, 6. That is a final. That looks to be the latest round in which we have Ashland Greenwood, 17. Columbus Scotus, 7. Also, Pender, 56. Randolph, 8. Earlier action today, Ogallala, a big winner over Sandy Creek, 46-0. Gordon Rushville, 28. Fillmore Central, 7. That will be a Gordon Rushville will actually have a home game against the number one seed. Ogallala will travel to Gordon Rushville. Boone Central defeated Broken Bow 21-9 earlier. Ord, a 27-13 winner over Ord.
Pierce, over Kimball.
Or over Kimball, excuse me.
I might have been following that one. I don't.
Doug's old alma mater continues a 7-2 campaign where they will meet up with Pierce in that one, and they will go on the road to Pierce where they were a 54-6 winner over Shadron. Milford, one of the surprise scores of the night, a 3-0 winner over Centennial, the 16 seed that entered the game 3-5. Not sure what went on there. It'll be interesting to hear the facts from that one. David City, 42-6 over Syracuse. So those are the scores we have in C1 and C2. Cambridge, a winner tonight, beating Superior 40-21. Another final, Hastings St. Cecilia blast Bayard 62-21. Bayard with a spread attack at a quarterback that's thrown for almost 3,000 yards on the year. In D1, Elgin Public, Pope John 60, Southwest 50 in a shootout. they advance. They will advance and play Alma. Alma was up big, 31-3, I believe, at last check. Sandhill Stedford, a loser tonight to Kennesaw, 58-42. And South Loop advanced over Clearwater Orchard. Axtell, a winner tonight, 44-38 over Garden County. They advanced to see a Fort Kearney Conference rival they didn't want to see in Overton. Overton beat them up pretty good during the year. Overton advances, got off to a slow start, but able to take care of North Central, 47-7, I believe. Friend, 42, Hardington, 14. That's one of the few games we've got in the eastern half of that bracket. And in the D2 playoff bracket, Bertrand, a winner, Eustace Farnham, a winner, Pleasanton, a winner, Sargent, a winner, Mullen, a winner, St. Mary's, a winner, also Loomis, a winner. So Litchfield, Brady, we're missing that score. Other than that, that bracket is now complete.
All right, we're ready to take a look at the final stats, and we'll do it after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Let's take a look now at the final statistics of our football game here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, and we will start with the Minden Whippets. Here's the numbers that I had tonight. Carson Bloom, 17 carries, 62 yards, and a touchdown in the football game. He had a couple touchdowns in the football game, both of them on the ground, 4 yards and 2 yards. Jared Spear, 2 carries, 8 yards. Bryce Lewis, 8 carries, 15 yards. Jack Rafferty, 11 carries, 29 yards. Derek Kissinger, 5 carries, negative 15 yards. He was sacked 3 times in the ball game. So 43 rushing attempts, only 99 yards on the ground tonight for the Minden Whippets. Through the air, Kissinger was 4 of 8 in the first half. In the second half, 3 of 7. He had 2 picks in the first half, 1 in the second. Kissinger ends up 7 of 15 in the ball game, 3 interceptions, no touchdowns, 101 yards in the air, 99 on the ground. I had Minden for 200 yards. All hard gain. I had him for 14 first downs. Got some help on some penalties from St. Paul in that as well. But 4 turnovers, 3 picks, and a fumble on the punt return in the final 40 seconds. Just 2 penalties for 18 yards on Minden. They punted the ball 4 times tonight for an average of 32 yards. For St. Paul, Brady Townsend, 3 carries, 19 yards. Derek Barline, 11 carries, 23 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Kolar, 1 carry, 14 yards. Casey Poss, 19 carries, 141 yards by far. I mean, it doubled his season average, according to the stats that Coach Brouillette sent to us. They said he had 142 yards rushing for the year, and tonight Poss, 141 yards rushing and a touchdown. He was sacked twice in the ball game. 1 team fumble for negative 9 yards. So 35 rushing attempts for St. Paul, 197 yards on the ground tonight. Passing, Isaac Stone, 0 of 1 on a little halfback pass. Casey Poss was 5 of 6 in the first half. He was 1 of 4 for 1 yard in the second half. He finishes 6 of 10, no interceptions, 1 touchdown pass, which was a 22-yarder to Devin Sokol that gave him the lead before halftime. 46 through the air, 197 on the ground, 243 yards of offense for St. Paul, 10 first downs in the ball game. They punted it 5 times. First one, they kicked it into their lineman's back for 14 yards. You throw that out, then you've got an average of about 35 yards per punt. No turnovers for St. Paul, but 10 penalties for 100 yards, including 3 for 45 in the fourth quarter of play. And, Tony, I missed one. I forgot about Carson Bloom's completed pass. So, actually, 28 more yards there on the offense, 228 total offense tonight for Minden. So only 15 yards difference in the offense. St. Paul really killed themselves with the penalties in the ball game tonight, though. And when it's all said and done, St. Paul did enough to win this ball game, 19-14. Minden got the ball first, but Tyler Roan intercepted a pass on just the fourth play of the ball game, returned it to the Minden 38-yard line. The 38-yard drive was capped by a 2-yard run with Casey Poss, 7:09 to go in the first quarter. Somke adds the kick, makes it 7-0. That touchdown came after, on 4th and 5, they elected to kick a field goal that hit the right upright from about 22 yards. It was no good, but Minden was flagged for running into the kicker, gave him a second opportunity. They decided to go for it, and got that touchdown. Minden then answered just a minute four into the second quarter. Carson Bloom, fourth and two at the four, got the first down of the touchdown all on the same play, tied it at seven on Derek Kissinger's kick with 10:56 to go. 5:53 to go in the second quarter is when Poss on third and 15 hooked up on a little set-down route right in the middle of the field to Devin Sokol, who ran at the last 10 yards for a 22-yard touchdown reception. Jared Spear came through and blocked the extra point. That looked like it might be the difference in the football game, and it was 13-7 at the half. Brady Townsend had a pick late in that second quarter. Then in the third quarter, after a deflected pass ended up in driver's hand, it looked like it was going to be another interception that time from St. Paul and Destin Somke, but it deflected off his hands, and driver took it down to the 22-yard line, and Minden went the rest of the way out of the Wildcat. Carson Bloom, a 2-yard run. Kissinger made the kick with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Minden was on top 14-13, and there was a penalty on that extra point that allowed St. Paul or Minden to kick off from midfield. So they booted into the end zone. St. Paul has their worst field position at the 20, but it didn't matter. They finally got some things going in the fourth quarter, and after Casey Poss had a 49-yard run from midfield down to the one, Derek Barlean took it in from the one. The two-point conversion pass was no good. 6:34 to go in the game, 19-14. This ball game's not over, Tony. Minden marches it down, and this is where the key play of the game happened. They had it first and 10 at the 18-yard line. They sack on the very first play Kissinger, and it put him eventually in a third and 17 situation. They got it to fourth and 13 and hit Carson Bloom over the middle, made a great catch, but he was in the air. And Tyler Roan, we believe it was, I'm pretty sure it was Tyler Roan, just laid him down to the ground, and that ball hit the ground and popped out of his hands. What would have been a touchdown instead, incomplete. St. Paul takes over. The next time, Minden got it with 2.5 minutes to go. The very first play, a tip pass that was picked off by Quinn Brulliette and basically ended this football game. St. Paul now advances on to go to Albion and play Boone Central on Wednesday with a 19-14 win over Minden.
Yeah, that's going to wrap it up, Doug. You mentioned the seam route to Bloom. You had the receiver, you had the player that was making the plays for you the whole second half long. He got his hands on the football, but Roan, it was one of those. It's tough to blame Carson Bloom because he was blasted by Roan. And, that was really the end of the Minden Whippet hopes.
All right, one more final for you before we get out of here. Ravenna 40, Chase County 20. That was close until midway through the third. Ravenna pulls away for a 40-20 win. Trevor Saborin, 4 touchdowns rushing in the football game and throws for 128 yards, so congratulations there. All the scores are coming up on the Friday Night Scoreboard Playoff Edition next with Josh Sheldon, Stacey Merritt, and Grant back at the studio. Again, thanks to all the great people in Minden. Best of luck to St. Paul next week. And the final, we got a final in baseball, Daddy?
Well, it's 2-0 now. After Renteria homered in the fifth inning, they came up and Uribe singles two left, which scores Cody Ross. Excuse me, it's in the seventh inning.
And so that would be San Francisco leading Texas.
2-0.
2-0. And the end of that game can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550 after the Blue Hill Kearney Catholic game wraps up. Tomorrow night, it is Kearney High hosting Omaha Creighton Prep. Pregame at 6:30. Kickoff from Foster Field is set for 7 o'clock. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play with NFL and men's college hoodies 25% off at Misco Sports. For our producer, engineer, Stacey Johns, and for Tony Davis, I'm Doug Dudas saying once again the final score from Cooper Field, St. Paul 19, Minden 14. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Foster Field in Kearney.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
double, double pass, and that's what it's going to be. Bent to the end zone, man, wide open, touchdown!
Another week in the books, and another set of scores and recaps coming up.
Drops the ball, has to pick it up and search the right side, looking for some running room. Gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is the Classic Hits 98.